listening.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President-elect Donald Trump was talking TikTok yesterday with the company's chief executive at Mar-a-Lago. Trump offering a glimmer of hope for the Chinese-based video platform, hoping not to be banned from the U.S. unless it's sold to new owners.
We'll take a look at TikTok. You know, I have a warm spot in my heart for TikTok because I won youth by 34 points. And there are those that say that TikTok had something to do with it.
The ByteDance-owned app, expected to be banned from the company's 170 million U.S. users if it does not divest from its Chinese parent company under a law that kicks into effect next month. Drone sightings in the Northeast sparking speculation and concern over where they came from and why. John Slaughter, director of the UAS Research and Operations Center, explained some of the differences people can hear between drones and regular aircraft.
Generally speaking, the bigger a propeller that's spinning is, then the louder, lower frequency, that travels farther. So think of a helicopter.
The FBI, Homeland Security, State Police, and other agencies are investigating. The horror of a mass shooting struck the Madison area for the second time in 7 months on Monday when police say a teenager shot eight people before taking his own life.
Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes said police received a call from the school and staff at a nearby police training center, responded from there.
So what began as a training day became an actual day.
He did not give details about the age or gender of the suspected shooter, who also wounded six others at Abundant Life Christian School, a K-12 school with about 390 students. Barnes said the suspected shooter likely died by suicide. He also said investigators didn't have a motive yet.
I don't know why, and I felt like if we did know why, we could stop these things from happening.
News conference audio courtesy of WKOW. I'm Haya Panjwani.
More from townhall.com.
Right now, with an important alert, home title fraud is one of the fastest growing white collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $16 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Stevens.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening. Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com.
Five. Good morning, it's at 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBU on Tuesday morning. Let's start it off. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a wreck in Millersville, southbound I-97. It's after New Cut Road. It's on the right side, and all the equipment is there now. Some equipment was still arriving just a few moments ago. So right now, it looks like the center and the left-hand lane are open, but there's another vehicle in the grass going past the accident scene. So we'll keep an eye on this, but already at New Cut Road, as you're going south, you'll have to stay over to the center and the left-hand lane going through. Things may change as more equipment does arrive. There's a report of a minor wreck at Ritchie Highway at College Parkway, and there has been a wreck. It's been there about a half an hour in Howard County. Police are directing traffic on Route 1, which is Washington Boulevard at Gorman Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
We have a break in the rain today. We'll turn out sunny and warm later today, 62 the high. More rain tomorrow, mainly in the afternoon, 52 tomorrow. Thursday's dry, getting cooler, 46 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 48 degrees. Downtown Baltimore a bit warmer, 53. Much warmer than this time yesterday morning. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. A man hospitalized after a Monday night shooting in northwest Baltimore. Police say the 27-year-old was shot in the 4700 block of Gwynn Oak shortly before 10 p.m. The victim's injury is not life-threatening. No word on a suspect or motive. City police investigating a deadly double shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers called to the 1200 block of West Baltimore Street at about 6 Monday evening. They found a 44-year-old man and a 45-year-old man, both with gunshot wounds. A 44-year-old man and a 45-year-old man, both victims taken to a hospital. The 44-year-old died from his injuries. The other victim reported to be in stable condition. To date, fewer than 2,300 homicides in Baltimore compared to 250 the same time last year. Governor Wes Moore has appointed State Senator Jill Carter to the Maryland State Board of Contract Appeals, which reviews disputes between the state, its contractors, and vendors. And Mayor Brandon Scott and other city leaders have filed a motion with the U.S. Department of Justice requesting that the city be found in full compliance with three additional sections of the Baltimore Police Department consent decree. The sections deal with the First Amendment, Baltimore City School Police, and the Community Oversight Task Force. It's 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before the damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing is in business for over 90 years, is a third-generation family-owned and operated full-service roofing company specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs and do not use subcontractors. When your roof does need repairing, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. If your roof is showing signs of wear or problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700 for roof repair and replacement. That's Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. 0% financing is also available. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. 700 MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it's Steeler week in these parts, and the number one question facing the Ravens is how has Pittsburgh prevailed in 8 of the last 9 versus Baltimore? And more specifically, what have they done to stop Lamar that others don't? John Harbaugh offered the answer.
Well, I mean, they've created plays. You know, they've created plays against us. They've had sacks. They've had some, you know, timely sacks, some timely turnovers, timely stops. You know, they've managed to do that, and that's what it is. That's what winning games is.
Indeed. Sounds so simple, but it is so true. 5 career games against the Steelers and under constant pressure, Lamar, just 5 touchdown passes, 8 interceptions, and at least 1 pick in every game. 2 games in the NFL last night. The Vikings moved to 12-2, cruise over the Bears 30-12, and the Falcons beat the Raiders 15-9. New Oriole outfielder Tyler O'Neill met the media for the first time yesterday via Zoom.
Very excited that Baltimore was interested in me. You know, playing in the AL East throughout the year, obviously they were a tough opponent all year. You know, they can hit. They got really good starters. The bullpen's locked down.
And we'll hear more from Tyler O'Neill as the morning progresses. The Orioles making another free agent move yesterday as well, signing Japanese pitcher Tomoyuki Sugano, 35 years old, under the radar, 1 year, $13 million. More on him later this morning as well. Coming up at 6:35, the exodus continues at Maryland. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, Baltimore, it's Davis from Sanity Lounge. Join us for a holiday gala on December 14th. At the Streetcar Museum in Baltimore, featuring live music, food, drinks, streetcar rides, and a suit raffle. All to support SharpDressMan.org, a Baltimore nonprofit helping with workforce reentry, recovery, and veterans programs. Every ticket helps make a difference in someone's journey towards confidence and success. It's a night of fun and giving back. Tickets available now at Eventbrite.com. Don't miss it.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. It is a Tuesday, December the 17th, 2024. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Join the conversation at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And your top stories coming up this hour, a D.C. teen is the poster boy for juvenile reform.
People really need to fact check. We shouldn't be discussing confidential information about children on X.
It's not a child. All right. Kellyanne Conway takes a look at the election and says, well, there's one reason the Democrats lost, and that's Kamala Harris.
This is the election where people said, that's it. No more are you going to tell me, whoever the you is, who I am, what I believe, and for whom I should vote based on my gender, my age, my religion, my sexual orientation.
Top story, though, is once again tragedy has struck just before Christmas at a Christian school in Wisconsin, in Madison. The Abundant Life Christian School was the scene yesterday of another school shooting.
When officers arrived, they found multiple victims suffering from gunshot wounds.
Some of the older students were running across the parking lot to the church sanctuary, and then later on, very slowly, in a more orderly fashion, the younger students holding hands were led out to go across the parking lots to the sanctuary.
So close to Christmas, every person in that building is a victim. And these types of trauma don't just go away.
The female school shooter who gunned down students and teachers before turning the gun on herself has been identified as Natalie Samantha Rupnow, 15 years of age. She killed a student, a teacher, and then herself at the Abundant Life, a Christian school in Madison.
The shooter has now been identified as 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow, who went by the name Samantha. She was a student at the school, and evidence suggests she died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Personal grudge?
Well, we'll get into the manifesto, which I have gotten a hold of it. It has not been confirmed as hers yet, but it's a 6-page, you know, document this person allegedly admired other mass shooters in other countries.
Marvelous.
Was inspired by Columbine, hated her parents, and then there's much more to this story. But this is what really is just so traumatizing. It is so emotional that Sean Barnes, the local sheriff there, described who made the 911 call.
A second grade student called 911 to report a shooting had occurred at school. I'll let that soak in for a minute.
Second grader. A second grader called 911 to report that her fellow students and teachers and others were being shot. Again, we find ourselves in these same patterns, if you will, these same episodes where a troubled teen that was showing signs of trouble, who was having trouble at home with their parents. We have several issues here. I think we have a mental health crisis in America. I think that we need to do a much better job of protecting our most valuable resource, and that is our children. We post security guards at banks to protect our money, but we don't do that in many cases in schools. So we need to have that debate and discussion. Hopefully, the incoming Trump administration will have a serious discussion on how we can better protect our children in schools. There's more to the story. We'll get to the manifesto here in just a moment.
6:13 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, the man who knows all, the magic man, Chuck Whitaker.
There's another big wreck now. Woodrow Wilson Bridge, outer loop of the Capitol Beltway. Then traffic coming across from the Virginia side on the right side of the bridge, which I think there are the local lanes. Right now, it's just a very tight squeeze, not a lot of traffic getting by. The inside lanes, which appear to be the express lanes, are open. So some traffic is getting by, but the traffic to the right side of the bridge leaving Northern Virginia, definitely having a problem there. The other big delay early is the wreck on I-97 southbound after New Cut Road. That's affecting the right side of the roadway. Two of the left-hand lanes getting by, the center and the left-hand lane, but delays do go back to the bridge at New Cut Road. Howard County had an early morning wreck at Route 1 on Washington Boulevard at Gorman Road. And as of 10 minutes ago, police were still directing traffic locally in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast for your Tuesday. It's going to be cloudy to start the day today, but then the sun will return by this afternoon and warm. High of 62. Tomorrow, chance of rain again, mean in the afternoon. 52. Sunny, dry, and cooler on Thursday with a high of 46 for the cool down for the weekend as well. And right now, we're cloudy. 49 in the city. 51 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news for you today. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says states need the power to shoot down drones in the skies across the East Coast. Finally, he's coming around on illegal invaders.
Jeez, what an idiot he is. Absolute moron.
Alejandro.
Yeah, more on that.
Moronicus.
Yeah, Moronicus, yes.
The latest trend in higher ed. Colleges are teaching classes on how their students can become social media influencers.
Oh, wow.
The first thing they should teach
them
is
skill.
You don't need to go to college and pay all the money to become a social media influencer. You know? An iceberg weighing a trillion tons is floating free in the ocean near Antarctica. It's the largest thing floating in the ocean next to Jeff Bezos' yacht.
Yeah.
That thing is humongous.
Oh, I know.
Or Jim Carrey.
Or Whoopi Goldberg. $3,000?
What's that?
You pay about $3,000 for that yacht?
About $3,000, yeah.
Cool.
You might add like two or three zeros, but yeah, about that.
I'm telling you, they had to, I think they had to either extend a port or dredge a port or something in order to make room for his yacht one time. It was in France. Jim Carrey is open to reprising his character for the sequel to Mask, he says, if it's the right idea, meaning paycheck.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, I just saw he said he needs to go back to work. He needs the money.
Apparently featuring a co-starring Tony Fauci in a smaller role in The Mask.
Well, he is a smaller role.
That's right.
Just leave it at that.
Senate panel, labor led by Bernie Sanders, is suing and actually saying, rather, the working conditions of the Amazon warehouses are shockingly dangerous and beyond unacceptable. Hmm. You know, sort of like Congress, where they got a bunch of 80-year-olds falling down on the job. And hurting themselves.
Yes.
My hip.
A new survey of parents shows that one quarter of them threaten their misbehaving children by telling them, Santa's not coming. If you don't behave, Santa won't be coming here. The other quarter are threatening that, hey, Santa's drones. We see them all over the place.
Yeah, by the way, just so you know, that quarter of parents happens to be Jewish.
Nearly 20 years after it went off the air, Malcolm in the Middle is coming back.
Really?
Getting a four-episode series on Disney Plus, right? Well, because they can. I forgot Bryan Cranston was in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that when he started cooking meth? Who knows?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I watched it.
They're going to call him Malcolm.
Like it now.
Yeah, Malcolm in the Midlife Crisis is the new working title there.
Okay.
Sadly, Chuck, you did not get the gig. Baltimore mayor announced yesterday the new head of city transportation department.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck, you had incredible experience.
Yeah.
Your resume was very impressive, but you were the wrong color and the wrong gender.
All right.
So Veronica Macbeth is the new transportation director.
Macbeth. That's a joke waiting to happen, folks. I'm sorry.
It could be a Shakespearean tragedy.
As I said one time, I was looking for a job and I got this one.
Yeah.
That's true. And
it's supposed to be just
look how it's worked out for you.
It's supposed to be the therapy for a while, you know.
Maybe I can talk her into fixing the cameras on the JFX.
Your first shot taken at the new transportation director.
There's a problem with those cameras, Chuck?
Yeah, they only been out, what, 5-6 years? What the hell?
Hmm. New poll out. American adults are asked what their favorite dinosaur is.
Oh. T-Rex.
41% said they didn't have one.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. But
I
19.
Nancy Pelosi.
You stole the line.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Great minds think alike. I'll just say Joe Biden was mine then.
Yeah. It's interesting. I've gone out. Whenever you go out to dinner with Chuck Whitaker, you realize T Rex is also his favorite. Because when time comes for the check, those tiny little arms, I can't reach it.
I can't get in my pocket.
19.
You know how bad it is, by the way, speaking of the JFX, the only way I get a camera shot is a guy takes a Polaroid, goes downtown, and then sends it over to me on a
That's
text.
Nice. What, Chuck?
What, does he use the fax machine?
Yeah, Chuck, what's a Polaroid?
Don't you wear those?
Is that like a hemorrhoid?
You know, that's the camera you used to use at Browns, so there was no evidence.
Browns is going away.
Yeah.
It's becoming an apartment senior living complex now. It's going to be the Villages, Route 40 style.
Don't knock it. The Villages are so big now, it takes up three counties.
Does it really?
It's humongous. Wow. It's,
it's unbelievable.
My former sister-in-law lives there, and she says it's incredible.
It really is.
It's a city unto itself.
Just real quick, I'm going to take 20 seconds.
Sure.
I pulled in to get a hamburger at McDonald's one day. I was passing through there coming back from a meeting, and these guys pulled up next to me in a golf cart. There was a Hummer golf cart. Okay? Four seats.
Yeah.
Two in the front, a little bit of a level, two in the back, ice chest between the two seats, front and back, fans, air conditioning, and heat.
Yeah, it's amazing because the golf cart is the mode of transportation of choice. Yeah.
Actually, you go down to Key West, same thing. You park your car, you got a golf cart.
Right.
You drive around the cities in a golf cart. But Chuck, I wonder, in the Villages, is the gender imbalance the same as in most retirement areas?
It's not like it used to be. When I first went to the Villages, and we used to advertise for a restaurant there, you went there, and it was what you thought it was. You know, people just went there to go, you know, and that was it. Now...
What?
You know.
You mean to expire or
to go to the bathroom?
Yes, to expire, not, you know, try to be polite.
It's funny that, or maybe I should say it's odd that you turned to Chuck for being an expert on gender imbalance.
Yes. Well, no, I mean, it used to be like three women per guy because women live longer. So.
Yeah, it's not like that now. And then on top of that, they lowered the age to 55. So, people are 55 now. They're pretty young.
Yeah.
You know, and they're driving Corvettes and Ferraris. And, it's unbelievable.
Been 20 years.
What kind of car do you drive, Chuck?
What car do I drive? Yeah. I don't know. I forgot.
Yeah, a Corvette, I think, isn't it?
No, one.
Okay.
All right, Chuck.
Mustang.
We shall see you in a couple. We've got to run. Running late here on the break.
All right,
Reverse Mortgage Answers is the place that you want to go if you're having some issues with your income. Maybe you get cash flow is not what it should be. Maybe you've miscalculated your retirement. Maybe you've run up some debt due to medical expenses during COVID, or perhaps just inflation is taking a bigger bite out of everything, which it is. Well, Mark McVeary, the Reverse Mortgage Answer Man, says if you're 62 years of age or older and you own your own home, you should use that the equity in your home to take out a reverse mortgage. Now, the reverse mortgage is like any other mortgage, except one big difference. You decide when you want to pay it back. It's not like a traditional mortgage where, you know, you take out the money and you immediately start your payments, and for the next whatever it is, 15, 30 years, you decide whether you want to pay up front, during the middle, or you wait till the end, and that gives you that great flexibility for your cash flow purposes. So call Mark. He'll answer all your questions. 410-788-7070. 410-788-7070.
The Temptations and the Four Tops. Friday, April 18th at the Lyric Baltimore. Celebrating 40 years of Temptations and Four Tops. Plus celebrating 60 years of the iconic hit My Girl. Reserve seats on sale now at etix.com and the Lyric box office.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We just heard from Sal. Sal is out on I-70. And he said he ran up on this wreck right around the area of Marriottsville Road. So anybody west on 70 now from 29 and getting out towards that area at Route 40, keep an eye out for that. It's in the area right before the ramp at Route 40, but at closer to Marriottsville Road. I don't see any backup right now at 29, but if it stays there for a while, that could be a factor as you're going west from that area. And Sal, thanks for that heads up on that. Southbound I-97, the wreck is at New Cut Road, still affecting the right side of the roadway. And Route 1 at Gorman Road, they're still working on that wreck in Howard County, Route 1 at Gorman Road. They'll be there for a little while longer. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Weather Channel says cloudy this morning. Sun returns this afternoon. 62 right now. Cloudy 50 in Glen Burnie. It is 49 under cloudy skies in Parkville. I do have to say, yesterday I made a day trip to Annapolis because I had some business down there and I had some just did some Christmas shopping because it's quaint Main Street and go on the little shops. So.
And that's where your parole officer's down there, isn't
it? Yep, absolutely. And he said, by the way, make sure you check in. He hasn't heard from you in a week, so that might prompt a call to the authorities. But for the first time in a long time, I got on 695, and it wasn't backed up.
Wow.
It was not backed up. You know where it's...
Yesterday, not Sunday morning at 6 a.m.?
Exactly. It was yesterday around 12 o'clock.
Wow.
And it was clear sailing all the way down. 97, no problems. It was the first day to have any backups at all on 695.
Wow.
I don't know why. Maybe the construction people weren't working, or maybe they had the day off. I don't know. It always backs up there, you know, from like Route 40 all the way up to 795.
Yep.
But not so. I were talking about this horrific, tragic shooting. In Wisconsin yesterday, and you look at it, and James says, this is sad, but I assume that it was going to happen. I take precautions and measures to protect myself, vigilance, escape routes, countermeasures. We don't just neglect mental illness. We celebrate it and force such celebrations on others. In school, we teach that such disorders are normal and belong on a par with traditional values. It's okay to live in the bushes, at the library. Let them walk down the middle of the road. It's okay to board a subway train and threaten to kill everyone. It's only one step from delusion to action. Multi-strike barrage, bone-breaking defense, chokeholds. Daniel Penny was ready. I am preparing to be ready. I hate living in a zombie uprising. And that's from James. I mean, this is just... But, again, you're talking about an elementary school here. A middle school, elementary school, a Christian school. So the question that I have is, why isn't every school taking the necessary precautions? Because, there but for the grace of God go on.
Correct.
You can't live in this world now where it's going to be somebody else's school, not mine. And parents, you better start monitoring, I don't care, all the way up until they leave the house. Okay, if they're living in your house and they're under your supervision and they're your child, if they're on social media, you should have access. Yep. You should be checking, what social media, and they can scream to the high heaven over. But
I think there's some logic keeping your kids off of social media until.
Well, I think in Australia they just banned teenagers from using social media.
I think it's very destructive. The bullying that goes on among teens in that age on social media is appalling. It really is.
And then again, the mental health issues that we're having, the issues with psychotropic drugs. Every time this happens, Bruce, it's the same discussion. It's the same pattern all over again. I do have the alleged manifesto, and I'm reluctant to quote from it because it hasn't been confirmed as Samantha Rupnell's. But it is disturbing, to say the least. Because people like this most usually do not just snap.
Correct.
Okay. There is, this is an ongoing process, this slow devolvement, if you will, into the dark recesses of the mind of mental illness. They begin researching. They begin plotting and scheming and planning. We don't know if the gun was her father's. Apparently her father had a gun, allegedly kept it in a gun safe. We don't know. But the parents are cooperating with the Madison, Wisconsin authorities in this investigation.
There's this great term called entropy. And if left alone, things will slowly dissolve. And I think that's part of what we're seeing in this country is if left alone morally, spiritually, without parental guidance, you're going to see the country slowly devolve where this stuff becomes normal. The normalization of violence in this society is an indication of the lack of a cohesive view.
So we have a teacher and a student who won't be going home for Christmas. In Madison, We have six that have been injured. Several have been released already. Two remain in critical condition, and we hope and pray they're able to survive their very serious critical wounds. Joe Biden, after being apprised of the Wisconsin school shooting, once again immediately went for we need greater gun control. This man has absolutely zero shame. So right after, in the aftermath of Wisconsin school shooting, without even knowing all the particulars on the specifics, he begins calling for gun control. This is just weeks after pardoning his son, Hunter, for gun crimes.
Yeah.
Okay? So he has absolutely no shame whatsoever. I can't wait 34 days until we rid ourselves of this evil character in the White House. All right, you can call us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And don't forget, the best of the Morning Drive is available each and every day at WCBM.com and on our Facebook page. It's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Coming up next, Kellyanne Conway, why the Democrats lost in two words. 6:30, hear the latest news headlines with Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Man hospitalized after a Monday night shooting in Northwest Baltimore. Police say the 27-year-old was shot at the 4700 block of Gwin Oak Avenue shortly before 10 p.m. The victim's injury is not life-threatening, and there is no word on the suspect or motive. City police investigating a deadly double shooting in Southwest Baltimore. Officers called at the 1200 block of West Baltimore Street at about 6 o'clock Monday evening. They found a 44-year-old man and a 45-year-old man, both of whom had gunshot wounds. Both victims taken to a hospital. A 44-year-old man died from his injuries. The other victim is reported to be in stable condition. To date, fewer than 230 homicides in Baltimore compared to the 250 at the same time last year. Governor Wes Moore has appointed State Senator Jill Carter to the Maryland State Board of Contract Appeals, which reviews disputes between the state, its contractors, and vendors. Members who are appointed to the independent agency serve a 5-year term. Mayor Brandon Scott, other city leaders have filed a motion with the U.S. Department of Justice requesting that the city be found in full compliance with three additional sections of the Baltimore Police Department consent decree. Sections deal with First Amendment, Baltimore City School Police, and the Community Oversight Task Force. And the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement and Baltimore City Public Schools are scheduled to release details on a school-based violence intervention program today. The pilot program aims to shift the norms about the acceptability of violence while supporting the safety of Baltimore's young people. Officials say that by fostering student social development, young people will be able to learn conflict resolution skills that they can use inside and outside the classroom. It's 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145-330.
Pick three lottery number for last night was 262, and your pick four was 0187. It's 6:33, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Several big wrecks already this morning. I-70 westbound between Marriottsville Road and Route 32. Part of the problem is the cameras there at Route 40 and also at Route 32 not working. Very limited access to what we can see, so heads up for that. If you're going west to Route 29, you need to be prepared. You're going to hit a delay in that area just around Marriottsville Road. You do have the option, of course, of picking up Route 40 through there. We'll try to get more information on that. Southbound I-97, the wreck after New Cut Road, is now pretty much on the shoulder, so we're squeezing three lanes by. The backup does begin before New Cut Road southbound. And there was a big wreck on the Capitol Beltway on the outer loop at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. The lanes to the right side of the bridge still affected, with delays coming out from Northern Virginia beginning before the interchange there at Route 1. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We have a break in the rain today. We'll turn out sunny and warm later today, 62 the high. More rain tomorrow, mainly in the afternoon, 52 tomorrow. Thursday's dry, getting cooler, 46 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rock your holidays with Conrad's. Choose from crowd-pleasing party platters, crab feasts, bowl and oyster menus, or box lunches with choice of tacos or sandwich and sides. Conrad's Seafood Markets, Parkville, Bel Air, or conradscrabs.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Steelers-Ravens in Week 16 was circled, I am sure, by most, if not all, at the start of the season. And so here we are. Ravens could tie for the division lead with a win. Steelers can win it with a win. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh setting the scene yesterday at the podium.
Very important game for a lot of reasons. And we're going to need to be at our very best. They're an excellent football team. We're ready for the challenge.
Meanwhile, in Pittsburgh, Steeler head coach Mike Tomlin did the same.
Really excited about this opportunity for obvious reasons. It's a divisional game. It's a road divisional game. It's Baltimore. And I understand the nature of this rivalry and the amount of attention that it brings, and it's exciting and humbling to be a part of it.
Health-wise at the moment, advantage Baltimore. Ravens came out of the Giants game in good shape, but the same cannot be said for Pittsburgh. Nagging injuries to George Pickens, former Raven Deshaun Elliott, and linebacker Larry Ogunjobi remain for Pittsburgh. Pass rusher T.J. Watt, also with a tweaked ankle in the Philly game, all are questionable at the moment. Meanwhile, the plot thickens with Deontay Johnson. Ravens releasing a statement yesterday saying that the two sides have mutually agreed to excuse Johnson from team activities for the entire week. Harbaugh was asked what he foresees with Johnson after this week.
What I foresee, really, to be honest with you, and all I'm really thinking about right now is Pittsburgh. And getting our team ready for Pittsburgh. So he won't be here this week, and next week will take care of itself.
Two games in the NFL last night. Can you believe Sam Darnold, 12-2 now, leading the Vikings over the Bears, 30-12, and the Falcons snap a four-game losing streak. It was 15-9 over the Raiders. Maryland football, Roman Hemby, the starting running back for the last 3 years, has turned to the portal. He joins former quarterback Billy Edwards, now on his way to Wisconsin. Hemby is a John Carroll graduate. Orioles news. The team signing Japanese right-hander Tomoyuki Sugano, 35 years old, has spent his entire 12-year professional career with the Yomiuri Giants of the Nippon Professional Baseball Central League, 1 year, $13 million. A control pitcher, Sugano was MVP last season, 15-3 with a 1.67 ERA, three-time Central League MVP. It remains to be seen where he fits in the Orioles' rotation. Meanwhile, Tyler O'Neill, the Orioles' new outfielder, zoomed with the media yesterday.
You know, for me to be able to take it to the next level with my training program and make sure my body's in a really good spot physically, let me stay more consistent last year and being able.
Missed 48 games last year with injuries. Caps beaten by the Stars last night in Dallas, 3-1 the final, just their second loss in the last 10 games. The time now is 6:37. When we return, if the shoe fits, wear it.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Well, apparently there still are Cinderella moments available to us in sports,
even in
college sports, wow, where NIL has taken root. Last night in Cary, North Carolina, one of the most unlikeliest college programs in the country to win a national championship did it. And I'm talking about the Vermont Catamounts. University of Vermont won the NCAA soccer championship last night, beating perennial power Marshall 1-0 in overtime. I'm going to play the clip of the game-winning goal. This must be college radio or TV. I don't even know what this guy is saying, okay? But it's exciting, and I think it's cool to listen to.
Center back will blast it long and ask Kisela, getting a foot race with Bamford. Kisela may win, and he does! Can he win the national championship? 1v1 against Yannick! Oh my gosh, they do it! Don't call him Cinderella! You can call him national champs!
The only thing I understood was, can he win the national championship? Right. I don't know. Who
scored
the goal?
There was a Cinderella.
Cinderella.
Yeah. Okay. I want that guy with that voice doing golf.
Exactly right. University of Vermont has been around since 1791.
Right.
Okay, I can't even do the math. This is their first national championship in any sport in over 200 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, the name like the Catamounts. They got to win something.
Catamounts have 9 lives.
Yeah. All right. On that note, thank you. Gary Stein. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and more Democrat postmortem.
Oh, it's great stuff.
I love the smell of postmortem
in the morning.
First thing in the morning.
Yes. John Stewart highlighted a couple of the most recent Democrat excuses for actually doing really well in November.
We're proud of the fact that we've defeated more House Republican incumbents than they've defeated House Democratic incumbents.
Oh. We did flip 3 House seats from Republican to Democrat and gained back almost all of those that we had lost in 2022.
Yeah, almost is doing a lot of work in that sentence. Yeah, we almost gained back all we had lost. Almost is kind of a load-bearing adverb, spin-wise, finding a positive in what is clearly not good news. You can't, parents... Good news, we gained back almost all of the children we lost.
Yeah, so send your kid on a field trip to come back. We got almost all of them back for the field trip. Good news. Kellyanne Conway says, really, there are just 2 words you need to describe why the Democrats lost as badly as they did in November.
The answer is 2 words, Kamala Harris. She did not run a good campaign. She's not a particularly informative or inspirational candidate. That is not an insult. I'm telling you the way that the public received it. And if you don't believe me, go back and look at all the election results. They're, I think, tough to digest and not see that this was a sweeping rebuke.
Yeah, it was a sweeping rebuke of Democrat policies and of Kamala Harris, more particularly. But, yeah, they lost like crazy. And so the Democrat solution, though, Sean, is, well, let's move even further to the left.
Yeah, I don't think it mattered who the nominee was. I don't think it mattered if it was Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or Gavin Newsom or all of the above. Because what they did, their policies set them on a path to ruin. And that's where they are right now. They're border policies, their economic policies, their foreign war policies, that have all these hot spots in the world, cultural battles, allowing women, men to compete in women's sports, you name it, right down the line. This was a repudiation of the progressive playbook.
But, you know, one of the things that's supposed to be a truism in politics is money is the mother's milk of politics. Kellyanne says, whoa, not always.
Hillary Clinton's campaign sort of suggested it. But Kamala Harris's campaign proved that money is not all it's cracked up to be in politics. They spent $2 billion. They spent so much money on paid political advertising, on some things that just don't make any sense in terms of getting voters to come out and turn out for you.
Yeah, in addition to buying interviews from favorable interviewers. I'll go on talk to Oprah. Here, Oprah, here's a couple million to be nice to me when I'm on camera with you. I mean, that kind of stuff, when it came to light, that kind of puts a sour taste in your mouth that you have a major candidate pulling that kind of nonsense. And Kellyanne says, one of the things that established in this election is, I'll make up my own mind about stuff. Thank you very much.
This is the election where people said, that's it. No more are you going to tell me, whoever the you is, who I am, what I believe, and for whom I should vote based on my gender, my age, my religion, my sexual orientation, my socioeconomic status, my zip code, whether I'm married, whether I have children, whether I'm a dog or a cat. Like, I'm going to make my own decisions.
Yeah, not a bad place to be as far as the society goes, making one's own decisions. What a curious thought that is. 6:43, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is. I'll make up my own mind, Whitaker.
And you better make it up quickly. The Beltway has a new wreck now. The outer loop coming up the Route 702, looking at the camera just above the Back River Bridge. And at this point, it's not moving very quickly at all. It's more stop than it is go right now. So if you're coming up from Back River, you're coming up from Eastern Avenue, you might want to take Eastern Avenue to 702 and then come up to the Beltway from there. But the backup now is getting worse on the outer loop north of the Back River Bridge. A couple of other big wrecks westbound. I-70 still reportedly affected between Marriottsville Road and Route 32. I looked at the camera. The only one that's working in that area is at Route 40 at Turf Valley. And I'm seeing traffic moving there, and it looks like some of that traffic on the interstate may be heading over to Route 40. So I want to give you a heads up for that as well. But most of the lanes apparently blocked on 70 westbound. They're still working on the wreck, though. It is on the shoulder, I-97 southbound after the bridge at Newcutt Road in Adirondack County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, cloudy this morning, sunshine later this afternoon, and a high of 62. Right now, 50 and cloudy in Arnold, 49 under cloudy skies in Middle River. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bubba Johnson.
I'll have a Caesar, no dressing. And one of those homemade cookies, the warm chocolate chip, no nuts, and a little slice of cheesecake, creme brulee, and hot fudge sundae. Extra hot fudge on the side.
And skip the Caesar.
Ate last night at a restaurant in Annapolis, and it was a Japanese-style restaurant, and they had for dessert tempura fried cheesecake.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, my God. It was amazing.
Really?
Amazingly delicious. If you ever get a chance, you should try if they have it anywhere else. You know how they have tempura fried ice cream
sure,
in some of these places? This is the first time I've ever seen tempura fried cheesecake, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
So,
the name of the place?
It's called Joss's. It's a sushi and raw bar cafe and right on Main Street.
Yes,
I paid for it. I absolutely paid for it.
The last meal he paid for. The next one, we'll see.
Come on, you're giving all of Chuck's tricks away.
What do you mean my tricks? I didn't say anything.
You asked for the name. You asked for the name. Go on.
You want me to broker the next deal?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's exactly what's on his mind.
Maybe we can have him on the traffic report.
So this video went viral yesterday from Instagram, and it's racked up more than 2 million views. It's a woman making hot Dr. Pepper in her crock pot. And the beverage is pretty much exactly what it sounds like, Dr. Pepper soda that's been heated up in a crock pot for about 2 hours with one addition, sliced lemons. That's it.
Okay.
And apparently, I started looking this up, and this has been a thing for a long time. I was unaware of this. Back in 1958, the makers of Dr. Pepper thought the way to market soda during the cold winter months was to heat it up.
Yeah.
And I've discovered something out of the Morning Drive vault. This is Dick Clark selling and hawking hot Dr. Pepper.
Good friends, roaring fire, perfect time for hot Dr. Pepper. Delicious and so easy to prepare. Just heat Dr. Pepper in a saucepan till it steams, then pour over a thin slice of lemon. That's a hot idea.
Yeah.
Yes, Dr. Pepper is delicious, cold or hot. Try hot Dr. Pepper. It's a great winter treat.
It is.
Hot Ducky.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't know. But there you have it. I've never heard of a hot Dr. Pepper before.
Yeah.
You learn something every day. Entenmann's is a new baked good that tastes like grandma's recipes. They're square cookies. They're called the Big Chunk. And these
chunk.
Soft baked cookies taste like a homemade recipe.
Oh, I thought it said Big Chuck.
Yeah. Big Chunk Johnson. They come in three flavors, chocolate, mint chocolate, and salted caramel, which is now... At least they don't come in pickle.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
next year.
Dave's Hot Chicken has launched a new menu item that guests have been craving. This is, of course, top-down loaded fries.
What the hell is that?
They're French fries, hot and crispy fries with cheese sauce, pickles, kale slaw, then it's topped with the Dave's Bites and some Dave sauce on top of that.
And a tempura piece of cheesecake blended in.
Yeah. As a chaser.
Right, yes. Exactly. Speaking of chasers, Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie just announced a cute new drink collaboration with Sonic that features a new custom drink menu named the Sonic Iconic by Paris and Nicole.
Wow. How original.
Yeah. Yeah, it's now available for a limited time.
Oh, can't wait.
You know, ask for a
Maybe
Sonic.
I'll buy some of their luggage as well.
Right.
they were ages ago. The two of them were doing some kind of reality show where they go to people's homes or something. And one of those episodes was shot at our neighbors just behind us. And I remember...
Were you living in West Hollywood then?
No, at Timonium.
Oh, okay.
There was just a suburban home.
Yeah. So Paris and Nicole came to Timonium?
Yes, they did. Wow. And my kids sat and watched the outside of that house for the entire time. I don't think they ever saw them, but they saw the outside of the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So, well, we don't know what they were doing there.
Well, they were filming some episode. I can't remember what the thing was.
They were doing a road trip or something.
Yeah,
like,
something
in an
like
RV.
That. Yeah.
And they were in Brooksville. They were actually here.
Right. Well, you see, there you go.
I saw them.
Were they at Buffet City?
They were not.
Okay.
That's a shocker.
Yeah.
We went to Coney Island Hot Dogs. That's where we went.
Oh.
All of us.
We went. I see.
Yeah. You, Paris, and Nicole?
They were there in the production team.
Oh, uh-huh. You were part of the production team.
I was just there observing.
Observing. Oh, well, how did you? Because normally they screen, they vet. They don't like just any old Klingon on.
They sent a front man to the radio station who asked one of the people where would be a good place that has a big parking lot to film what they're doing. They said Coney Island Hot Dogs because they have car shows and stuff like that.
Did you
went there.
Did you have the hot tub at the time?
I did not.
Oh, you see, there you go.
Opportunity missed. Nothing else to say, Bruce.
Opportunity missed.
Not going any further. I'm not going to say anything else.
Okay.
Son of a bitch, I'm telling you. I've seen things so ridiculous in my life.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Vinny Steele is your home sold guaranteed realty company, and Vinny's going to guarantee the sale of your home. You know, he's got so many different programs to help you. First off, there's the buyer's database. I mean, you've got tens of thousands of names in this database of the buyers that are already willing and able to purchase your home. Secondly, he's got programs like Sell Your Home, Stay in Your Home, which you can do up to 12 months. There's the Home Trade-In Program, works much like you would trade in a car. And then there is the Fix It, Fixer Upper program, if you will. If you don't feel like making the repairs to your home, Vinny can help you do that as well. So he's got all sorts of arrows in the quiver to help sell your home, and that's why so many people do call Vinny, and I would highly recommend you call Vinny. If once you sign on the dotted line after you've agreed to the asking price and the time frame, your home is guaranteed to sell. And if it doesn't sell for that price and that time frame, Vinny buys it and pays you in cash. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Tell him I told you to call.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Hey, we're here all week, folks. Try the salad bar.
Yeah, I've been in four or five homes now in the last week.
Mm-hmm.
Visiting people for Christmas and stuff. Nobody's hanging the mistletoe anymore.
Really?
Yeah. It's a fading tradition.
Wow.
For some reason.
Chuck has a belt made out of that stuff. Or so I hear. 6:53.
Traffic. Want a response?
No. No, we don't.
Okay.
Traffic and weather. Traffic and weather on the three. Chuck.
A lot of smiles when I walked in. Some were men.
Oh!
Let's just leave it at that.
Yes.
Please.
Outer Loop, 695. Unbelievable. Is slowing north of the Back River Bridge and up to a wreck that's before 702. So right there at that section of the Beltway, it's only two lanes, and now it's one lane. So again, you have the option if you're back at Eastern Avenue, you can go through the Essex area, pick up 702 there, come up north of the Beltway, and you'll be around this backup. That's an option. I realize you have traffic lights across Eastern Avenue, but at least it's an option. One lane is now open westbound I-70 in the area at Marriott Hitsville Road between there and Route 40. Some of that traffic detouring over towards Route 40. And I-97 is still slow southbound from the earlier wreck, which is still there off to the right side after the bridge at New Cut Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM Weather Channel forecast, cloudy this morning. Sun should return by this afternoon with a high of 62. Tomorrow, a chance for rain again, mainly in the afternoon, 52 for the high. Right now, Stevensville is 49, and in Ellicott City, 48 is the current temperature. And at 6:55, you're up to date here on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. So there is this teenager from D.C. Name is Quante Spinks. He's 19 years of age, and he has now been arrested by Baltimore police in the murder of a man here in and is suspected of committing up to 8 different crimes in the Baltimore area. And apparently, I'm not sure if he was arrested either in class or on the campus of a DC high school, but that's what happened. Mm-hmm. So he was going to school, and he had was suspected of committing 8 different crimes, including murder. Here's part of the problem: we don't know about his priors because, as you know, in Maryland, the records of juveniles are sealed. And so my question is this. If I understand, and I think we should revisit whether or not we seal the records of juveniles beyond a certain age. Because now, obviously, we're seeing 13, 14, 15-year-olds committing heinous crimes. And so the big question is, should we name and shame? Why are we protecting these current and future monsters from you know, the public at large? But that's the way that we seem to be doing. But once they get to be the age of 18, at least, maybe this is the compromise position, they've now reached adulthood. If they commit a crime at 18, they can be charged as an adult. This kid or guy, young man, is 19. Why shouldn't we be allowed to see all the priors when he was a juvie?
My position on this would be that I think that if kids are stupid and have a juvenile crime in their record and never have another crime, then it should simply go away. We shouldn't be aware of it. But if one continues to do crime into adulthood, the moment you're an adult under the law or you're charged as an adult, then your juvenile records are going to come out and all the world's going to see what the record has been. In other words, you know, if you commit a juvenile crime and you're a stupid 14-year-old, but then you learn a lesson and you go straight and narrow, that's fine. Go right. Your own way. Be right. At peace. But if indeed you do another crime at age 17, guess what? Well, you have it at 14, the world knows.
Yeah, and we've had a bunch of carjackings here.
Yep, exactly.
And these were all with prior arrests, teens. But this dude had the murder of Antonio Peoples in Harbor East, the attempted murder and shooting of a man on Light Street near the Maryland Science Center, 3 armed carjackings, including one on South Paca, near Camden Yards, Russell Street across from the Horseshoe, another at a gas station on Orleans near Hopkins, and 3 armed robberies. And, this is just more of the same. Repeat offenders. And in addition to 2 previously reported armed robberies, investigators now think Quante Spinks is a suspect who robbed a couple at gunpoint in downtown Baltimore back in September. So that's an issue. And the issue here is, according to Arch McCown, who is a community activist, he says the repeat offender problem problem is not going away anytime soon.
It's a major source of frustration for all of us in the community to see the same kids that are coming back in here and committing violent crimes of opportunity like armed carjackings. And, you know, where are they getting these handguns?
Yeah, well, we know they're being trafficked into by the country on the southern border and by the Chinese. But Vinny Schiraldi, there's a name that you'll remember.
Sure.
He says, don't believe everything you read on X.
People really need to fact check. We shouldn't be discussing confidential information about children on X.
Yes, as if they were just an average, everyday child that was going to school to learn their lessons and then maybe do an after-school program. These are thugs. These are being recruited by gangbangers in Baltimore City by the 17, 18, 19-year-olds because they know if they can convince them to commit crimes at, you know, 11, 12, 13, they're going to get off scot-free. They get released to whoever. I would say mommy and daddy, but in most cases, daddy's not home.
Yeah, it's either mommy or grandma.
Or mommy or grandma in many of these cases. And it's like, you know, it's lather, rinse, repeat. That's what we've seen now in Baltimore City, especially since the I saw Jill Carter's getting out of Dodge, the one that unleashed this holy poo perfect hell on most of Baltimore and most Maryland. She is now getting out of the General Insane Asylum and is going to some Maryland Contract Appeals Board or something like that because she's apparently done enough damage and will leave future damage to somebody else. All right. You can call and let us know how you feel about it. Coming up next, Democrats push for socialized medicine. Stay tuned.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Police say a 15-year-old student opened fire inside a study hall at a small Christian school in Wisconsin, killing a teacher and teenager. Madison Police Department Chief Sean Barnes says the motive is still unclear.
Many of you have asked me about the why of this. Why did this happen? What do we know? What was the motivation? I do not know. But I will tell you this, our detectives are working hard in an investigative process to find out as many answers as we can.
Those comments courtesy of WKOW-TV. Yesterday's shooting prompted a swarm of police officers responding to a second grader's 911 call. Connecticut has become the latest state to begin notifying its eligible citizens that some or all of their medical debt will soon be paid off.
This is all about making sure that health care is more broadly available and accessible and affordable. And that we want to make sure that nobody is discouraged from getting the checkup they need, the preventive care they need.
That is Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont. He says nearly 23,000 residents are having some $30 million in medical debt canceled in all. There's a new poll out that suggests America's trust in the country's judicial system is at an all-time low. Here's Donna Warder.
A new Gallup poll says that Americans' confidence in their country's judicial system and courts has dropped to a record low of 35% this year. Over the last 4 years, the U.S. saw a sharp drop of 24 percentage points. That sets the U.S. apart from other wealthy nations where most people say they trust in their systems. People who answered the poll weren't asked about their political party affiliations, but confidence dropped among people who disapprove of the country's leadership during the Biden presidency, as well as those who approve. Donna Warder, Washington.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
Not just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain. Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free. It's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Good Tuesday morning at 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We still have delays and the cleanup is still there. I-97 southbound after New Cut Road. At one point, they had everything off to the shoulder. Now, with more equipment there, they're back to blocking the right lane again on the southbound side. So after New Cut Road, you'll need to be in the center and the left-hand lane. Pretty good size backup right now through there. Westbound I-70 at one point was blocked. They're telling us one lane is open westbound between Marriottsville Road and Route 32. Only the one camera showing us a brief shot of the traffic going by. The camera at Route 32 is not working, so we'll have delays as you're moving west on 70 after Route 29. The Beltway southeast side is slowing, coming up from the Back River Bridge. The wreck has us down to a single lane on the outer loop before the ramp at Route 702. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WQCBM.
We have a break in the rain today. We'll turn out sunny and warm later today, 62 the high. More rain tomorrow, mainly in the afternoon, 52 tomorrow. Thursday's dry, getting cooler, 46 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Hunt Valley has 52 degrees, Glen Burnie 54 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore City is adding safety improvements along Belair Road after four pedestrian deaths over the past month. New school zone cameras went live yesterday in the 37 to 4800 block of Belair Road around the Green School of Baltimore and the Belair Edison School. In addition, Baltimore's Department of Transportation is putting fresh coats of paint on faded crosswalk markings, and there will be new speed limit signs and a new red light camera. Some of the long-term plans include reducing the speed limit and increasing the amount of time pedestrians will have to cross intersections. Anne Arundel County Police are looking for the suspect who robbed an Amazon delivery driver in Pasadena. Victims told police he was delivering packages in the 7700 block of Moonfall Court on Sunday afternoon when two men dressed in dark clothing approached and assaulted her. Driver said during the struggle she felt something that she believed was a gun. Man hospitalized after a Monday night shooting in northwest Baltimore. Police say the 27-year-old was shot in the 4700 block of Gwin Oak Avenue shortly before 10 p.m. And city police investigating a deadly double shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers called to the 1200 block of West Baltimore Street at around 6 o'clock last evening. They found a 44-year-old man and a 45-year-old man, both of whom had gunshot wounds. Both victims taken to the hospital. The 44-year-old man died from his injuries. It's 7:05 at WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number 262, pick 40187, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you snore, you may have sleep apnea, but Dr. Damian Blum of Feel Well Rested has a simple solution, and it's not that cumbersome CPAP mask. Dr. Damian Blum will fit you with a custom-fit mouthpiece if you have sleep apnea. Make an appointment to see Dr. Damian Blum. If you're tired or overweight, clear your throat or snore, you may have sleep apnea. Sleep apnea can cause strokes, heart attacks, memory problems like Alzheimer's or dementia, and even death. Also, there's a connection to diabetes, acid reflux, and erectile dysfunction. Dr. Damian Blum is certified by the American Board of Dental Sleep Medicine, and he's a diplomat of the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine. Most health insurances are accepted, and they are in-network providers for Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Medicare. Call Dr. Damian Blum at Feel Well Rested at 410-744-6088. 410-744-6088. They want to help you feel well rested, too. Call today. 410-744-6088.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
As familiar as the Steelers and Ravens are with one another, some major changes on the Ravens since the last time these teams met have not gone unnoticed by Steeler head coach Mike Tomlin.
The most significant thing about them is the transformation that they're undergoing defensively. The last time we played these guys, they brought on Dean Pease as a senior advisor, if you will, a few weeks prior to our game, and I was wondering what that impact might mean, to be quite honest with you, the first game. Looking at the tape since the last time we played them, I see exactly what it means.
First 10 weeks, Ravens defense allowed 25 or more points 7 times, none, however, in the last 4. Maryland football lost another player yesterday. Roman Hemby, the running back at a John Carroll High School, has entered the transfer portal. Orioles making another free agent move yesterday, bolstering their starting rotation, signing signing Japanese pitcher Ace Tomoyuki Sugano, 1 year, $13 million. He's 35 years old, 136 career wins for Sugano, a three-time Central League MVP. Meanwhile, last week's free agent signing, Tyler O'Neill, talking about the potential of this young Orioles team that he's joining.
You know, there's a lot of potential with this young core of guys that they have. You know, winning 91 ball games last year. Hopefully we can add to that this year.
Coming up at 7:35, ESPN's Adam Schefter coming under fire for false reporting. And that is Stein on Sports.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It's going to be our last week for a little bit because we're going to be off next week. Jeff McDonald will be sitting in here on The Morning Drive. And then, of course, Bruce will be back the following week. For a couple of shows, and then we'll all return on January 6th. So want to pack as much as we can into this week, so join us here. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Here are your top stories coming up this hour.
Joe Biden, you know Captain Confusion? Yeah, he did it again. He can't quite remember whether it was Trump he was talking about or Franklin Delano Roosevelt. They look a lot alike, I guess.
You know, you talked about that list that she, that the secretary brought in her pocket when she met with Trump, I mean, with Roosevelt.
Meanwhile, O'Keefe Media Group has struck again. Another one, an undercover citizen journalist, has caught a White House National Security Council employee making comments about the mental conditions of Joe Biden.
Well, here's the tea. Joe Biden is like dead. He like can't just say his sentence. He's like really like progressed in his old age. Everybody recognizes. I can't believe it wasn't a bigger scandal. Like, he'll be dead in a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dead in a year.
And again, that there's a bigger story there. We'll get to that at 7:37.
Right. Bernie Sanders pushed back a little bit to the characterizations of what Elizabeth Warren said. To be clear, what Elizabeth Warren said basically was, yeah, shooting people isn't a good thing, but after all, you push people too far, they're going to push back. Okay. Sanders said, well, she knows better. Honest, she does.
Elizabeth Warren obviously understands killing and murdering, shooting somebody in the back is totally unacceptable. But what I think has happened in the last few months is that what you have seen rising up is people's anger at a health insurance industry which denies people the health care that they desperately need while they make billions and billions of dollars in profit.
And, of course, that's a lie. We'll get to that coming up in just a moment. But let's go ahead and finish up Bernie, then if we can comment on it. Because this whole thing is basically a pitch. They're using the Luigi Mangione story as a pitch for socialized medicine.
What we need to ask ourselves when we talk about health care is why we are the only major country on earth not to guarantee health care to all people, why we have a life expectancy which is significantly lower than in other countries, why working class people die 5 to 10 years shorter than the people on top.
Okay, now here are the facts, folks. These billions of dollars the health insurance companies are supposed to be raking in, if you take a look at what their profit margin is and compare it to other industries, for example, medical devices, well, they lost a lot of money the last 12 months. Their profit margin was minus 45%. Medical distribution, well, yeah, they're all of a 3.5% profit margin. Medical insurance, anywhere between a 2.5% and a 4% profit margin. They're not making spending billions. That's a lie. This is all being used as a way of seeing if they can leverage a tragedy, a horrible act, into socialized medicine.
That's it's the same just argument a lie. That Kamala Harris is making with price gouging for grocery markets and others, where the profit margin is around 2%. Again, they deal in volume. That's where the profit comes from. You're not making huge percentage of profits, and that's the same thing in the healthcare industry as well. Now, healthcare industry has got problems. Let's not sugarcoat that. There are huge problems in the healthcare industry, and much of which was caused by, guess who? Obamacare.
Sure. Where you dump a whole bunch of people back into the insurance pool, they're contributing nothing. Guess what? Your rates will go up. But for example, compare that to utilities. Utilities have 13% profit margin. Just, I mean, be real about this. That's all. You check out the numbers. 713, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Beltway Southeast side still slow. The wreck was in the left-hand lane on the outer loop coming up from the Back River Bridge right before the split there at Route 702. So at that point, the Beltway is only two lanes. And, of course, with the wreck in the left-hand lane, single lane, back up all the way back to and beyond the Back River Bridge, your option would be Eastern Avenue eastbound and then pick up 702 northbound to the Beltway from there. Check that out. So far, that's running okay. The accident is not affecting the ramp from 702. The rest of the Beltway, yep, all the normal delays. Parkville side, the interloop through Greenspring, not too bad. 795 to Frederick Road down the west side. Both the tunnels with the normal delays as well. 895 at Erdman Avenue. 95 is slow well before the Eastern Avenue Bridge, but traffic is moving. Still some problems earlier. Westbound I-70 in the area at Marriottsville Road. Some traffic is getting by. And they're still working on the wreck with delays on I-97 southbound after the bridge at New Cut Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says cloudy to start the day, then the sun returns by this afternoon. 62, nice and mild today. Right now, cloudy 49 in Dundalk, and it is 48 under cloudy skies in Pikesville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
All right. Again, yesterday, an amazing press conference by the president-elect. He's in charge. I mean, really. I mean, the whole world. The Canadian prime minister, financial minister, resigns. And Justin Trudeau is thinking about, well, maybe I should go. The German government is collapsing. This is the Trump effect.
Yeah.
All of it's being caused by this election. It's just amazing the power that Trump exudes in this press conference. So we'll be excerpting stuff from the press conference all week long here because it's just too much to unpack here. But number one, he weighed in on the drone situation.
Can you comment on the drones that are flying around New Jersey? It seems like the American people have a big distance.
The government knows what is happening. Look, our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows and our president knows. And for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense. I can't imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they'd blast it out. Even if they were late, they'd blast it. Something strange is going on. For some reason, they don't want to tell the people. And they should, because the people are really... I mean, they happen to be over Bedminster.
We should know the
They're very close to Bedminster. I think maybe I won't spend the weekend in Bedminster. I've decided to cancel my trip.
Have you received an intelligence briefing on the drones?
I don't want to comment on that.
Have you been?
Do you have any reason to think they're...
Yeah, interesting. Government knows, military knows, and now the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has confirmed that radioactive material went missing in New Jersey.
Bingo.
Okay. So yeah. How come they just don't tell us that?
Yeah,
just tell us that. I mean, they finally we dug it up and we found the NRC news release. But you know, you really have to look hard for it. It's not like there's something they're screaming to the heavens.
Now, this is what John Ferguson said. We heard it yesterday. He's the head of a drone company out in the Midwest. He said there's only one reason for these drones to be flying at night. They're trying to sniff something, smell something.
Yeah. Detect radioactive material. As to the death, the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
The UnitedHealthcare shooting, the shooting of the CEO. Can you give us your thoughts about that? And what do you make of the reaction around the suspected shooter? Does that tell you anything about
I think it's a terrible thing. I think it's really terrible that some people seem to admire him, like him. And I was happy to see that it wasn't specific to this gentleman that was killed. It's just an overall sickness as opposed to a specific sickness. That was a terrible thing. It was cold-blooded, just a cold-blooded, horrible killing. And how people can like this guy is, that's a sickness, actually. That's really very bad, especially the way it was done. It was so bad, right in the back. And very bad. Very thing like that, you can't believe that some people, and maybe it's fake news. I don't know. It's hard to believe that that can even be thought of. But it seems that there's a certain appetite for him. Yeah. I don't get it. Yeah, please.
And then on the prospects of his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, being nominated to replace Marco Rubio by Governor DeSantis.
Mr. President.
Yes, please.
Do you expect Ron DeSantis to appoint Lara Trump to Senator Marco Rubio's seat?
No, I don't. I probably don't, but I don't know. Ron's doing a good job. That's his choice. Nothing to do with me.
And nothing to do. We'll see. Lara Trump still says it's intriguing. She'd like the opportunity. Judge Juan Merchan yesterday upheld the 34 felony convictions against President Trump despite the Supreme Court's presidential immunity ruling. So he and Alvin Bragg are just trying, Letitia James, are just trying to dig in. They're the last person standing in all this. Trump says he's looking at privatizing the failing U.S. Postal Service, which has, wait for it, lost $100 billion since 2007. So maybe privatization might be the best thing. He also is thinking about nominating a Democrat to head up FEMA. Personally, I'd like to see him shut down FEMA, but Florida Rep. Jared Moskowitz is a top contender for the FEMA job. Yeah. That's a little bit mind-blowing. New CNBC survey, the majority of Americans support President Trump's agenda. 60% said they support deploying the military to the border to stop illegal drugs and human trafficking. And a new mail-in ballot fraud study, maybe we'll talk about this in greater detail later on this morning or this week, finds that Trump almost certainly won the 2020 election. This is a brand new mail-in ballot study that's just been released. And what have we been saying for 4 years, folks? Yeah. And finally,
the fraud was that widespread, folks.
The truth is starting to trickle out. 34 days to go.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
7:21 here on the Morning Drive, still to come. We're going to take a look at the O'Keefe citizen journalist going undercover with an employee of the National Security Council and his comments on Biden's mental condition. And a little bit later on, Chairman Joe weighing in on the Hunter pardon. Don't forget, we choose your fake news at 7:45 here on the Morning Drive.
And now for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
While Christmas for many individuals is a deeply spiritual season, and for many businesses, Christmas certainly has economic significance, most of us fail to appreciate Christmas in political terms. So I'd like to make the case that the birth of Jesus Christ is the most significant political event in the history of the universe. Why? Well, simply put, liberty is the product of order, not chaos. And a culture that values and protects ordered liberty cannot exist absent the acknowledgement of the author of liberty, the almighty, living, and everlasting God of the Bible, whose son is Jesus Christ. Now, at Christmas, we celebrate the fact that he entered his own creation and sacrificed his life to cover our sins. Now, for liberty to exist in a society, Christ's sovereignty must be the operating principle of its civil government. And for that to come about, his authority must exist in the hearts and the minds of the people. If it does, then there will be peace on earth. If not, then injustice, chaos, corruption, and tyranny will prevail. And remember that the acknowledgement of Jesus Christ as a source of law and government is the very first presupposition of American government. Therefore, celebrating Christmas through nativity displays and public prayer and sacred song and all other forms of Christian witness is consistent with and supportive of the American view of law and liberty. So no matter what the secular bullies tell you, publicly celebrating the blessed birth of the Savior of the world is not only lawful, it is the most politically correct thing you will ever do. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution wishing you a Merry Christmas.
The Temptations and the Four Tops. Friday, April 18th at the Lyric Baltimore. Celebrating 40 years of Temptations and Four Tops. Plus celebrating 60 years of the iconic hit My Girl. Reserve seats on sale now at etix.com and the Lyric box office.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
723, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck on the southeast side of the Beltway is cleared now. The outer loop before 702, the backup is not totally gone, but much better coming up now from the Back River Bridge and then up eventually on the Beltway towards Pulaski Highway. So much more of an improvement there. And a broken down vehicle that at one point was in the roadway is now on the shoulder, inner loop at the bridge at Park Heights Avenue, but it backed us up on the interstate back towards 795. So that's going to be there for a while. May not recover. The outer loop in the same area is backed up from 795 going down the hill towards Frederick Road. They're still working on two of the different accident scenes we had earlier. I-70 westbound around Marriottsville Road. Right side is still affected in Millersville and delays I-97 southbound after the bridge at New Cut Road. You'll stay to the center and the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says starts off cloudy today, but sunshine later this afternoon, 62. Cloudy and 50 in Millersville right now, and 49 in Stevensville. 724, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. After we play some audio, I just want to share a couple of emails and or texts with you because there's anger at the healthcare system.
Mm-hmm.
And it is something that the Democrats hoping to pounce on to push for socialized. Here's one from August. He says, I'm not going to sit here and virtue signal about the death of the CEO. Hell, even Ben Shapiro's listeners were busting his balls the other day about telling us how he was supposed to feel anger and sorry for the death of this clown. His words, not mine. People always say, well, if you don't like the system, change the system. Well, how do you change the system when the billionaires and millionaires continue to grease each other's damn palms year after year? Change the system? Yeah, right. Get real. So there's a little anger there. I think he is an RN or was an RN at one point. Here is Fred. Single-payer socialized medicine would never let a bureaucrat deny medical claims.
Not true.
Well, I
take a look at Medicare, folks.
The bureaucracy.
I'm part of my coverage is Medicare.
Yeah.
And Medicare will say no rather frequently to some stuff. And then if Medicare says no, guess what? Your secondary insurance will say no because they say, well, if Medicare is not going to pay for it, neither are we.
But what they will do up in Canada, the average wait for oncology is 4 to 6 weeks. When you need to start radiation immediately, they make you wait 4 to 6 weeks for oncology. For other surgeries, like, say, an orthopedic knee replacement, you could be waiting up to 57 weeks in Canada.
Yeah, more than a year.
Exactly.
So you get to hobble around.
Right. So for some instances, people are, you know, maybe the bureaucrat doesn't deny the medical claims, but they push back the medical treatment so long that you could get sicker or perhaps even die while you are waiting. So please save me the praise for single-payer socialized medicine. Look, we have problems in our medical healthcare system. I am not doubting that. But what other healthcare system, what other country would you want to go to be treated for a disease or an ailment? Today, I will stick it out here in the United States with all its flaws and vulnerabilities. I'd much rather be treated here by doctors here than anywhere else in the world.
If I had a bizarre disease, an orphan disease of any kind, and there are a number of people who are in that situation, there is no place better in the world than Johns Hopkins, period.
Yeah, here's Marty. Ask a veteran if bureaucrats deny care.
Yeah, precisely. Go to, you know, if you're a veteran, you go to the VA, guess what? Your care will be denied depending on the whim of those individuals who are determining it. Yeah, and that's the problem. A bureaucrat will indeed do that, and they're immune from criticism because they're just a bureaucrat. They're just doing their job. You know, this is the, I was not a Nazi polka stuff. That's just, I mean, I was just doing my job, man. There's nothing wrong with me. Look, Elliot Fittig is a former federal prosecutor, said what we have to do actually is quite trying to shift the blame into the system, into something wrong with these billionaires, quote. Let's hop into some accountability for Luigi.
I think the time is long overdue for us to guarantee health care to every man, woman, and child, especially at a time when we're spending twice as much per capita on health care as the people of every other nation. Goal of health care is not to make drug companies and insurance companies phenomenally rich. It's to guarantee quality care to all of our people.
Yeah, again, that was Bernie Sanders arguing that what we really need now is socialized medicine. Felix disagrees.
To the extent that they're justifying this, what they're doing, even worse, is they're tacitly encouraging copycats, which underscores why you need a vigorous prosecution to effectively say, no, there is going to be accountability that will have a hopefully a deterrent effect and discourage copycats. And so far, at least the men and women of law enforcement are taking it very, very seriously. They're building an extremely strong case against Mr. Mangione.
Yeah, however, that is not the case, obviously, in our political world. When you have people like Elizabeth Warren deciding that she's going to go ahead and see if she can't stir something up, and you have Bernie Sanders saying, well, the real problem here is we don't have socialized medicine, and those individuals who are susceptible to that argument, I say, yeah, that's right. If we had had that, everything would have been okay.
And this feeling that you can't change the system, I get that, but you look at the opportunity that Donald Trump comes into office and with, again, Make America Healthy Again. RFK Jr. is going to get confirmed at HHS. He might, again, we'll have to wait and see, but he's a change agent. They're looking to make changes. Now, guess what? Democrats and Big Pharma are going to spend a ton of money against RFK Jr.'s nomination.
Okay, now here's a key number as we head to the half-past mark. And again, you go online and you can find these numbers. This was, I think, from Forbes. I'm not quite sure. There's a multi-page printout. Healthcare plans, the profit margin in the last 12 months for these healthcare plans that are, quote, gouging all of us, their profit margin, -16%. You wouldn't invest in a company that has a -16% profit margin. But we're being told these people are making money head over fist. No, they're not. They're losing money. And there's a -16% profit margin.
Yeah, but there are some CEOs that are making money within these healthcare companies.
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
But on the grand scale of things, right. That's not where you want your money to be.
7:30, time for the latest news headlines. And here with the latest, Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. And these headlines have been brought to you by Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry. Call your laser today at 410-356-7799. Or send a message online at cosmeticdentistbaltimore.com. The Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement in Baltimore City Public Schools are scheduled to release details on a school-based violence intervention program today. The pilot program aims to shift the norms about the acceptability of violence while supporting the safety of Baltimore's young people. Officials say that by fostering student development, young people will be able to learn conflict resolution skills that they can then use inside and outside the classroom. Baltimore City is adding safety improvements along Bel Air Road after 4 pedestrian deaths over the past month. New school zone cameras went live on Monday, and the 3,700 to 4,800 blocks of Bel Air Road around the Green School of Baltimore and the Bel Air Edison School. In addition, Baltimore's Department of Transportation is putting fresh coats of paint on faded crosswalk markings and new speed limit signs and a new red light camera. Some of the long-term plans include reducing the speed limit and increasing the amount of time pedestrians will have to cross intersections. A man hospitalized after a Monday night shooting in northwest Baltimore. Police say the 27-year-old was shot in the 4700 block of Gwynn Oak shortly before 10 p.m. Victim's injury not life-threatening. No word on the suspect or motive. City police investigating a deadly double shooting in southwest Baltimore. Officers called to the 1200 block of West Baltimore Street at about 6 o'clock last evening. They found a 44-year-old man and a 45-year-old man, each of whom had gunshot wounds. Both victims taken to the hospital. The 44-year-old man died from his injuries. The other victim reportedly in stable condition. It's 7:32 on WCBM. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes is next.
WCBM Baltimore.
I am Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 262, your pick 4, 0187. And now at 7:33, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
The wreck in Millersville, now completely off the roadway. One vehicle is left on the shoulder. It's southbound I-97 after New Cut Roads, and that's much more improved now. Here's the problem. All this traffic that's been backed up from Route 100 and down through New Cut Road is now going to end up towards Route 32 and I-97. So be prepared now right there at that split. It's going to become very heavy very quickly within the next 10 minutes or so. Beltway is slowing. Yep, all the normal delays. The interloop is still hurting a little bit from a broken down vehicle on the interloop now on the shoulder at Park Heights Avenue. So delays are now coming up from I-70 through Liberty Road, finally getting better towards Greenspring Avenue. And then the Parkville side with the normal delays and all the normal backups are there. We're moving traffic, but we're slow southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We have a break in the rain today. We'll turn out sunny and warm later today, 62 the high. More rain tomorrow, mainly in the afternoon, 52 tomorrow. Thursday's dry, getting cooler, 46 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Conrad's red envelopes are back. Dine at Conrad's through New Year's Eve and get a red envelope for a chance to win a year of free crabs or crab cakes, gift cards, and more. Every envelope is a winner, but keep them sealed until January to open at Conrad's in Perry Hall or Abingdon.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Penalties reared their ugly head again for the Ravens against the Giants on Sunday. 12 in all for 112 yards. Many of them on the defensive side, including PI, or pass interference calls, as they say. John Harbaugh addressed this issue yesterday.
We say to the guys all the time, one of the things that we say is you cover with your feet, you play the ball with your hands, you play the ball with your eyes as well. So we just got to keep working on that. It's a technique.
Ravens have been flagged for 13 DPI penalties this year. Seems like it's been more. That's the third most in the league. Steelers have been flagged for 6. That is the 8th fewest in the National Football League. At the same time, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin says he sees some things on tape that suggest this Ravens defense has completely turned it around.
They've really settled some things down on defense, and they're making themselves a more difficult group to move the ball with, to score on. The tape tells me that. The statistics tell me that as well. And so, man, we're working with an edge, man. They're about as different as you can get defensively over the course of a month.
NFL injury news. Steelers T.J. Watt, an ankle injury out of the Philly game. That bears watching for this week's game against the Ravens. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes with a high ankle sprain. He is week to week. Meanwhile, Saturday isn't only NFL football. It's also college football playoffs. Actually gets underway Friday night in primetime with Indiana taking on Notre Dame. That should be quite a game. And then Saturday, it's a triple header. SMU will be at Penn State, Clemson at Texas, and Tennessee at Ohio State. Those games 12, 4, and 8 p.m. D3 playoffs for only the second time in program history. The Johns Hopkins Blue Jays have earned a berth in the NCAA Division III semifinals. They'll take on 13-time national champion Mount Union on Saturday. It'll be the first time since 2018 that Hopkins has gotten this far when they lost to Mount Union. That game also also marked the last time Jim Margraf coached at his alma mater before suffering a fatal heart attack less than a month later. Baseball news, the Orioles signed Tomoyuki Sugano to a one-year, $13 million contract. The right-handed pitcher out of Japan, 136 career wins, and he is a three-time league MVP. On the ice last night, the Caps with a loss at Dallas, 3-1 to the Stars. Dylan Strome with a lone Capitals goal. Time now is 7:37. When we return, an ESPN reporter comes under fire.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
So here's the situation. Adam Schefter, who's an insider in terms of ESPN with football, has come under fire. He's usually reporting on the NFL, mm-hmm. but now he's kind of delved into the college game.
Okay.
He was the one who reported that Ray Lewis was being interviewed for the Florida Atlantic job a few weeks ago.
Right.
That was untrue.
Right.
Now he's reporting that Michael Vick, the former quarterback for the Falcons and Eagles and others, has been interviewed by Sacramento State, which has also become unfounded. Not only that, but he reported that one of the reasons why Vic was interested in Sacramento State was because they had a $50 million war chest of NIL money. That has been proven untrue. So it's interesting. You know, you're a reporter. You rely on your sources, obviously. Sometimes your sources come through. Sometimes they don't. But you got to be kind of sure about what you're reporting if you're a reporter. And a couple things have fallen through the cracks.
Sounds like his great sources at the NFL level, not so much at the collegiate.
I wonder why they even put him at the collegiate level at that point. You know?
That's why when any question comes up about sports that I have to address, I always...
You come to me.
I just attribute it to you.
Okay. that's what's happening. Okay. Because I've been getting calls lately.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, as Gary Stein says, that's typically
that's right.
My answer.
That's right.
Thanks, Bruce. I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Hopefully, Chef we'll go back into his hole for a little bit and wait any more college reporting.
He
just reported, I think he put out, that Bill Belichick is reportedly going to be the head coach at North Carolina.
Oh, did he say that? Okay, because that could be true.
Thanks,
and I understand that there may be a Harbaugh in the playoffs.
7:39, let's go to the phones. Joe's in Parkville. Hello,
morning, Joe.
Good morning. Sean, can we get Stein to give some of the stats and such? In the sparring between Bruce and Chuck, I think that we could the jabs, the blows.
Yeah, look, Gary's a lot of things. I don't think he's a statistician, though.
No, but I think Chuck is like way ahead on points.
Clearly, way ahead.
Way ahead.
Way ahead, man.
I mean, I'm just looking at Bruce's face right now.
Didn't you look
at it?
Didn't you score a TKO like several days ago?
Every day,
like in round one.
Yes. Every day.
There you go. But the other thing is I want to say that have you noticed that first off, our favorite. Our favorite independent senator is now mad at he's mad at billionaires because he used to be mad at millionaires, but now he are one.
Yeah. That's right. Yes.
The other thing is that my brother worked in personnel for the federal government at one point, and I happen to like my HMO, and he's very, very positive about it. And he says, Joe, he says, I know you really like it. He says, but, you know, that's like you're like about half of the people for every different plan there is. I mean, I know people that hate my HMO. But I've had very good success with them.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Part of it is learning how to deal with it. The PCP that you have, you know,
right.
They all do a...
You know, you bring up a great point because there are a lot of moving parts to healthcare. And if you have a great primary care physician, that's half the problem right there, or half the solution, I should say. There are all sorts of HMOs and PPOs, and of course, being now, this is my last 6 months I've been on Medicare myself, it's been an eye-opening experience, but it is something that is interesting, because I've had to jump through hoops for a number of things, but you get used to it, and, you know, look, nothing's easy. And it's the nature of the insurance business to deny. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it is, to try to have savings so they can pay out the really big claims elsewhere. They try to nickel and dime you.
50 years ago, my mother used to have to save up her receipts from every doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she would make a copy of them, and then she would send it off to the company, and they would return a check to her mm-hmm. to reimburse her. That was health care.
Yeah.
Now they have people in the office. They have to have three or four because they're so complicated.
Yeah. Well, it used to be that way. Yeah. Just look at modern-day dentists.
Yeah.
Most dentists don't take insurance, and you got to pay up front or they work out a payment plan or something. Joe, I got to get some other calls here, but thanks for yours. Talbot is in the great state of Texas.
Morning, Talbot.
Roger that. Outstanding. How are you doing on this fine Marine Corps morning?
We are fine, sir. Thank you.
All right. I got some direct VA information for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being a single-payer VA patient myself. They do about an 80-20%. The success ratio with me, they're pretty good. People talk them down, but they're not that bad.
Okay.
I noticed there was a difference when Obama and Trump. I noticed an improvement under Trump. About 10 years ago, I needed a knee replacement. They wouldn't give it to me because I was about 50 pounds overweight. And they said, well, just take these pills. Okay, I get it. No problem. But, you know, they did a good job. And you can't find a Marine over, you know, that's done his time that doesn't have back or knee problems. That's all there is.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But the VA pretty much does a pretty good job by me here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And, you know, that's, I'm gonna vote the VA's okay. Single payer, the example I'm giving you is to just to say you're right. They can just say, nah, we're not going to give you that.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you for your service.
Yeah,
thank you for your service, Talbot. We do have to run, but I'm glad that you're doing better.
Go Steelers. Go Mike Tomlin. Sorry, guys.
No.
Uh-oh. No. I just kept banned.
Talbot, thanks for the call. Appreciate that.
743 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Now is your opportunity. 410 WCBM 680. That comes up in around 1 minute, so make it quick. Right now, though. Traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
And brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. If you recall, about 15 minutes ago, I said the backup at I-97 was getting better and would eventually head down to the split at Route 32. Well, it has now arrived. And now we're slow right at the split, and we're starting to slow back as you're coming down from Benfield Boulevard through there. It's moving, and after the bridge at 178, the pace is a little better, but it's ultimately clear down as you merge into the ramp at Route 50. It was a little bit of a slowdown. 50 westbound at Ritchie Highway, that's cleared. We're okay at the Severn River Bridge and no problems at the Bay Bridge. The accident earlier this morning on I-70 westbound near Marriottsville Road, now on the shoulder. We completely recovered from the earlier wreck on the southeast side of the Beltway on the outer loop at 702. All the rest of the normal delays are there on the Beltway. We're heavy, but we're moving with the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. You need to check your battery, your belts, hoses, and antifreeze. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says cloudy this morning, but sunshine later on this afternoon at a high of 62, so it remains mild at least for today, and temperatures begin dropping tomorrow into a Thursday as well. But right now we have a cloudy start. Forest Hills 48 and Annapolis is 50. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you will be the winner. We got a pair of tickets to any Horizon Cinema. They're at Molly Station Mall, Aberdeen, and in Falston. And yes, that includes the movie Wicked as well, which is one of the top box office attractions here of late. And that's from the good folks at Horizon Cinemas. Richard in Kent Island is our contestant.
Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, fellas.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
How about last?
And don't forget, there's a lady among us as well.
I accept my apologies.
Yeah. Okay.
Chuck, we already talked.
Yeah, Chuck, he apologized to you, Chuck.
That's okay, babe.
And you said you want to go last, Richard?
Yes, please.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Here are your three stories.
Don't listen to
you guys want to resolve this before we go
to it? Okay. No. There's no resolving this. It'd
be a short fight if he got involved.
Really?
Gary Stein said you knocked him out in the first round, Chuck. Yeah. So
he was beat his ass like a bad rug.
Like a rented mule.
Story one, at Binghamton University, to receive a haircut, students must donate to the Identity Youth Center. You've heard of Christmas in July? Well, there's Pride in December. Oh. Binghamton University's Q Center is organizing an event next week called Pride in December, which will offer, among other things, gender-affirming haircuts. Story two.
You up for that, Sean?
Satanists set up their first ever holiday shop at the Mall of Minnesota. The Minnesota Satanists said they're celebrating their holiday, this holiday store, and shoppers can purchase occult merchandise, and yes, children can even sit on Satan's lap. Story three, and yet another bend-the-knee moment of wokeism, the Scripps National Spelling Bee will now allow an alternative spelling of the word women. In their latest list of study words for third graders hoping to compete in the national competition, the word women can now also be spelled the feminist approved way, W-O-M-Y-N.
Why?
Story one, gender-affirming haircuts at Binghamton U. Story two, come on, sit on Satan's lap at the new Satan store in the Mall of Minnesota. Or story three, the new spelling, alternative spelling for the word women in the spelling bee. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
Well, again, I could see all of these being true, but I guess I will say number two. That sounds pretty awful, but that's not true.
Kristen goes for number two. Bruce?
I can see stupid college tricks. The number one is probably true. Number three, W-O-M-Y-N. Again, I think that that's almost definitely true. I question whether or not there even is a Mall of Minnesota, so I think that's fake news.
Okay. Bruce goes for story two. Chuck?
Remember Geraldine Johnson once said, "The devil made me buy this dress."
Yeah,
so I'm going to go with
exactly
it.
Like that, too.
Yeah, exactly.
That was
like
an amazing impression.
It's a little scary.
Yeah. Chuck going for number two as well. And Richard in Kent Island.
Let's make it unanimous.
It's unanimous today. Story number two. There used to be a Mall of Minnesota. I don't know if it's still standing, but there's no Satan holiday store in the Mall of Minnesota. So that is our fake news story of the day. Congratulations, Richard. You are a winner. We'll put you on hold to tell you how to get your prize.
Wow. So the Scripps story is true.
Yes.
Interesting. Oh, yeah. So just remember that our local Scripps affiliate is WMAR.
That is true. Yeah.
They are owned by Scripps.
You used to work there many, many moons ago.
I did.
Yeah.
So
glad you left.
Remember, local news. They're owned by.
Yeah. Alternative spelling now.
Give them life,
I guess,
and they'll find their way.
You could say if they're given the word women, they could spell it either way. It would be acceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? Which, of course, is something that I hear from my wife all the time. So, why? Just why?
Yeah. Why haven't you completed your honey-do list?
Why haven't you done anything?
Why haven't you done any chores today?
Why can't you figure out
why are you sneaking snacks at the radio station?
I would never do that.
And the bottom line is, who are you?
All right, Chuck. We'll see you in a couple.
Been outed.
It is 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock, here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up next, Biden, well, he's leaving with all-time lowest approval rating in history of any president, and he's going out the door, and he sounds bad as ever, and on the Hunter Biden pardon, and so much more. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll meet the Baltimore County executive candidates and as they interview for the job.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
From Coney Island to the Sunset Strip, somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight. while the moon is bright. He's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the donkeys of the girls and boys all day. Santa comes on day.
The song stylings of Chuck Whitaker. Always a hit around Christmas time. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And coming up between 8 and 9 this morning, just ahead of Kim Klasick Live, Baltimore County Executive, the candidates. Well, there are five of them, and they began to have their interviews yesterday. We'll talk about that. Michael Peruca joins us talking about the 14th Amendment and birthright citizenship. That should be a great conversation. And reconciliation, that's a term that's going to be heard a whole lot. It doesn't mean getting along with other people. It means whether the Republicans are going to be able to pass the legislation they want to have passed, and whether it's going to take one reconciliation bill or two reconciliation bills, and what's the downside if they don't both go through swimmingly, or if it doesn't go through swimmingly. And,
I hate to do this, but the program observer says the word reconciliation apparently is a trigger word for Chuck Whitaker.
Oh.
So when he just summons up legal recourse for him for a number of previous court cases.
Well, you know, you got to wonder if there's reconciliation.
You moron.
Was there a conciliation at the beginning? I mean, if you're going to reconcile, I mean, Chuck will answer that.
Well, let me just say this. That was fake news, what he said. There have been many cases in my past, but nothing to do with going to court.
Really? You managed to settle them all out of court?
What?
Wow. You managed to settle them all out of court? I'm impressed.
You know, both of you, never mind. Make me start cussing here. I mean, it's
no, Chuck,
not good. It's Christmas time.
Chuck, you make yourself start cussing.
Oh, no, Bruce. Now, you know. I know you sit there with that little red button between your knees. You go, well, I got a nap.
753. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and together. Three.
It sort of sounds like that. Some other thing. Well, never mind. The outer loop of the Beltway coming down from Wilkins Avenue towards 95 is slowing. I haven't had any reports of any problems, but it looks like there may be an incident here right around the ramps at I-95. So if you're heading down towards the ramp at Southwestern Boulevard and then down towards Washington Boulevard, we're going to check on that. I looked at the camera right at the Beltway at 95. I didn't see anything, so this may be right at the ramp at 95. That's something new. There was a broken down vehicle that was in the roadway. 95 South is slow after Camden Yards. The vehicle pretty much on the shoulder now near the Caton Avenue ramp. Now we'll go back to these two fine gentlemen on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, did you hear that? We have a fine gentleman coming in.
Yes. Maddie is taking you to task. She says, I'm going to have to disagree with Bruce 100% on this. That's not the profit margin for the health insurance industry. The average profit margin for the health insurance industry was 3.3%. And United Healthcare is 6.5%. As someone who works in investments, it just turned your credibility off completely. United Healthcare had a net income of $22 billion. That's a pretty profitable, after all expenses are paid. That is a company that investors do you want to invest in. So to come on the air and say these statements, I'm not quite sure if I'll be listening anymore.
Well, Matt, you're wrong. I said initially that the healthcare industry, insurance industry profit margins are between 2.5 and 5%, which are the numbers that I had, which I think I got from Forbes online. If you have 6%, that's still not exactly like these guys are ripping people off. When there are industries out there, for example, software, you take a look at the profit margin of some companies in the software industry, they're 20%. When you take a look at the profit margin of healthcare insurance, again, in the last year, and again, I believe these numbers are for Forbes, healthcare plans, profit margin in the last 12 months, -16.2%.
As a group, though.
As a group.
Yeah.
Not as individuals, but as a group.
I would imagine some health insurance companies are making money and some are losing money. Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's simply the way it works. If you want to look at an individual company, if you think they're making too much, if you're an investor, go ahead and invest in them. If you're actually being covered by them and you don't like them, get somebody else. That's what competition's all about.
All right, very good. So we do read the disagreeing emails as well.
You got it. Yeah. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, this is kind of interesting, folks. Joe Biden, he's still around, by the way. He went subterranean for a while, but he popped his head back up for just a moment or two, long enough to confuse presidents.
You know, you talked about that list that she, that the secretary brought in her pocket when she met with Trump. I mean, with Roosevelt. Trump, Freudian slip.
Flashback.
Buy American has been the law of the land since the 30s. I won't go back, takes too much time. But you go back to the laws Lincoln, Pat and Lincoln, my lord. You go back to the laws that Roosevelt passed.
End of flashback.
Yeah, so in other words, he has trouble keeping track of which president is which. FDR, Lincoln, Trump, they're all pretty much the same for Joe Biden.
Now he thinks he's FDR.
Yeah, it's very confusing for him. It's a difficult time. Got to feel sorry for the guy. But, you know, he's the only guy I know who we've been talking about for the last 4 years, who has had a head cold every single day of the last 4 years.
The Department of Labor is an organization of character and consequence. And I'm honored. I'm honored to be joined today by leaders of character and conscience.
Don't get all choked up.
Excuse me, I have a little bit of a cold.
Yeah,
you think? Boy, you sound really healthy.
Really, really healthy. But then, we do have this audio, Sean, that I came across, which apparently is Joe Biden talking with his son, Hunter. This is after he had granted him the pardon for the last 10 years of misbehavior.
I hereby grant a full presidential pardon to my son, Hunter Biden.
Hello? Pardon me, Dad. I know you're giving a speech right now, but I need to be pardoned again.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm in a high-speed chase. I just robbed a bank and did some stuff in an alley with the lady of the night. I tried to be a good boy for you, Daddy. But what am I supposed to do when my dad's the president and I can basically do whatever I want? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Anyway, I need to be pardoned again so these cops will leave me alone.
All right. I hereby grant a full presidential pardon to my son, Hunter Biden, again. No one is above the law.
Thanks, Dad. I also need you to pardon Anthony Fauci. Turns out that lady of the night was just him in a wig, and I feel pretty bad for all the stuff he did. I went pretty crazy.
Well, apparently, that's real audio. I'm not sure, but that's what we were told. At any rate, hey, let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Doctors Laser and Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for years, and they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. The practice is cosmetic and advanced dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggletooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad movie, do what I've done. Have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry right now, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
It's 8 o'clock on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. There are unconfirmed reports of casualties from a powerful earthquake on the Pacific island nation of Vanuatu. Here's Charles A. Ledesma.
Dan McGarry, who's the Vanuatu Daily Post's media director, tells the Australian network AUBC the quake was one of the most severe to have hit in years.
It's a stronger quake than I've ever experienced in my 21 years living in Vanuatu, and I've seen quite a few and quite a few large ones. My wife said it was the largest one she had seen in her life. She, of course, is born in Vanuatu.
McGarry adds at least one building collapsed in the center of Port Vila.
A tsunami warning was called off less than 2 hours after the quake. Communications have remained down for hours, and official information, partly as a result of that, is still scarce. Witness accounts online did come through, as well as a few patchy phone calls. The horror of a mass shooting struck in the Madison area for the second time in 7 months Monday. Police say a teenager shot eight people before taking their own life at a private Christian school. Correspondent Julie Walker reports that thousands of people in the state of Connecticut are now now getting their medical debt canceled thanks to an innovative program.
Lieutenant Governor Susan Bisewitz says letters arrive by mail.
It is not a scam. It's really good news, and it's an early Christmas or holiday gift to you.
Governor Ned Lamont says medical debt is something people don't necessarily have control over.
All of a sudden, you find out that the anesthesiologist is not in network or a high deductible, and we're doing everything we can to make sure that this is an emergency that you can live through.
Lamont says through a partnership with the nonprofit Undo Medical Debt, the state spent $100,000 in federal funding to cancel $30 million in medical debt by buying it for pennies on the dollar. I'm Julie Walker.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
This Christmas, gather your loved ones as we at TBN celebrate the birth of Jesus. Enjoy powerful performances by Four King and Country, Matthew West, Danny Gokey, and Natalie Grant.
Joy to the world.
Along with inspiring messages from Joel Osteen, Rick Warren, Max Lucado, and others.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Tune in or stream meaningful programming anytime on the TBN Plus app. Visit TBN.org to learn more and make TBN part of your holiday tradition.
803 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there's a new problem on the outer loop of the Beltway. Just spotted this, and in the meantime, I'll tell you about another wreck in a minute. This is on the outer loop south of Windsor Mill Road. Activity on the right side. I was looking at the camera at I-70. I thought, where's all the traffic? Well, they're backed up here, back to this situation. Looks like a broken down vehicle. Not really sure, but it's crowding the right lane. It's in all that construction area on the Beltway as you're coming south. So now it's backed up through 795 down to the scene after the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. So there is room to get by, but you need to be to the center and the left side. The report now of an accident on the inner loop. The report came in as the inner loop between 795 and Liberty Road and up towards Reisterstown Road, but the backup really is pretty solid just north of Liberty Road. You're going to have to wait till they arrive and get an update on that. That would be a problem now on the inner loop coming up from Liberty Road. New wreck in Catonsville, and there was a rescue there at Rolling Road and Valley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We have a break in the rain today. We'll turn out sunny and warm later today, 62 the high. More rain tomorrow, mainly in the afternoon, 52 tomorrow. Thursday's dry, getting cooler, 46 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 48 degrees. Hunt Valley has 52 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines being brought to you by Stouffer Legal, where you can sign up for one of Stouffer Legal's weekly online workshops at planbaltimore.com or call 410-645-PLAN. That's 410-645-7526. Mayor Brandon Scott and other city leaders have filed a motion with the U.S. Department of Justice requesting that the city be found in full compliance with three additional sections of the Baltimore Police Department consent decree. These sections deal with the First Amendment, Baltimore City School Police, and the Community Oversight Task Force. The mayor says constitutional policing and public safety are not mutually exclusive, and the city is proud of the BPD's transformation while achieving historic reductions in violent crime. Anarundel County Police looking for the suspect who robbed an Amazon delivery driver in Pasadena. Victim told police she was delivering packages in the 7700 block of Moonfall Court on Sunday afternoon when two men dressed in dark clothing approached and assaulted her. The driver says during the struggle, she felt something that she believed was a gun. Suspect stole several packages and took off in a vehicle. And Baltimore City is adding safety improvements along Bel Air Road after four pedestrian deaths just over the past month. New school zone cameras went live on Monday in the 3700 to 4800 block of Bel Air Road around Green School of Baltimore and the Bel Air Edison School. In addition, Baltimore's Department of Transportation is putting fresh coats of paint on faded crosswalk markings, and there will be new speed limit signs and a new red light camera. Some of the long-term plans include reducing the speed limit and increasing the amount of time pedestrians have to cross intersections. It's 806, lottery numbers, pick 3262, pick 40187, and next it's 9 on Sports.
What if your child's friend was seriously injured playing in your backyard? What if a jury decides that you had failed to make the area safe or that you had failed to properly supervise the children's activities? Would your homeowner's insurance cover a lifetime of medical bills and custodial care? Or if you cause an automobile accident resulting in serious personal injuries or a death, would your auto insurance cover the entire loss? Homeowners and automobile insurance can always come up short, leaving your assets at risk. Wouldn't you feel better knowing that your life's work is completely protected no matter what? Learn how a family asset protection plan can make you Stouffer Legal safe. It's easy, convenient, and more affordable than you might think. View an online estate planning webinar, then request your free consultation with an experienced Stouffer Legal attorney. Don't go another day wondering if you're all set. Make your family Stouffer Legal safe. Start by visiting PlanBaltimore.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
All eyes focused on the quarterback position this Saturday. For if the Ravens want to come out of this thing with a win, it's going to have to be on the back of Lamar Jackson. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin knows it very well. He addressed the media yesterday in Pittsburgh.
You better deal with Mr. Jackson. If yesterday is any indication of where he is, he was 21 of 25. I think with five touchdown passes, I think he had 60-plus yards rushing. He's distributing the ball around to a lot of people.
Meanwhile, Ravens linebacker Roquan Smith has been around long enough to know that what he's seeing is something special.
Like, I actually was chatting with him, I don't know when this was, but recently, and I just told him, like, yeah, bro, you know, you done had MVP years and different things like that, but I told him, hey, you playing a different style of ball, like, right now. And it's
Lamar with an incredible 34 touchdown passes this season, just three interceptions, two of which were tipped by receivers. However, the Steelers seem to have Lamar's number. Speaking of numbers, the Orioles added to their payroll yesterday, signing veteran Japanese pitcher Tomoyuki Sugano, one-year, $13 million deal. He's 35 years of age, 136 career wins. High school basketball yesterday, Delaney moves to 4-0 on the season, 58-50 over Towson. Kellen Dennis with a season-high 31 points for the Lions. Pikesville over Lansdowne, 62-57. Jonah Matz hit 5 3-pointers, 25 points in all. Eastern Tech over Westminster, 65-55. Coming up at 8:35, if it does not fit, you must acquit. And that is Stein on Sports.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care, with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is hour number three on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
So it is.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. Welcome to the program, and a Merry Christmas, and a Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, and Happy Holidays to all. Thanks for joining us here. Thanks for this, making just a wonderful year for WCBM. And, of course, hopefully for you and yours as well. Top stories coming up in this hour.
Newt Gingrich says there's a timetable for getting the Trump tax bill through, and the GOP had better get on the stick.
They need to have the Senate commitment to pass the tax bill by May 31st, to go to conference in June, and to sign the bill by July 4th.
Coming up at 8:37, Michael Peruca from the Institute on the Constitution will join us to talk about the 14th Amendment and birthright citizenship. But your top story of this hour is, did you know they're interviewing candidates for Baltimore County Executive?
Well, yep.
Kind of, sort of.
Kind of, sort of.
In the Democrat Dog and Pony Show, this is how Democrat dominoes are played. Who will be the next Baltimore County Executive? Well, we'll tell you who it will be, but right now they pretended to interview all five. Last night at a meeting, all five got a chance to get up there and tout their wares and pitch themselves to the county council. Here's candidate number one, Barry Williams.
With youth, more wraparound services are needed, not a slap on the wrist.
Well, I don't know what that means. So you want more wraparound services? Aren't wraparound services by definition a slap on the wrist?
Wasn't Barry Williams in the Cow Seals?
Different one.
I think it's a different one.
Or... Yeah. Then there was Jim Brosian, who lost by, what, 17 votes or something to Johnny Zero in the county executive race.
There will not be any cuts to public safety or code enforcement, as those are my two top priorities. But outside of these agencies, all other agencies are subject to budget cuts.
All right. I was talking public safety and cutting the size of government. So that gives him at least a star next to his name. Then there's George Pertakakis.
Safety and education is going to be one of my fresh priorities. And let me not let you off the hook. You're going to be my partners. We're going to work together.
Well, safety is a good thing, but as far as education goes, we already spent a ton of money on that and aren't getting any returns. Here is the person who will be the county executive, Catherine Klausmeier.
Reducing juvenile crime must, and I say must, and it will be a top priority. I will work with our police department, state's attorney, school system, and social services to ensure that we are providing the resources where they are needed most. We will give our police officers the tools needed to enforce the law.
All right, so in the, you know, playing Democrat dominoes here.
Yeah.
Klausmeier gets to be county executive, and then they'll fill her seat with Carl Jackson, and then they'll fill another Democrat will go into Carl Jackson's seat. So this is how it works.
What about Brosian?
It's the domino.
Why isn't Brosian the dominant candidate? I mean, he barely lost last time.
You know, he has stood up to the Democrats in the past in the general insane asylum. So his persona non grata, as they say.
813, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, a man who believes in persona non grata cheese, particularly if you like Parmesan, Romano, Reggiano spaghetti. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
He's talking pig Latin.
The Beltway West Side, Northwest Side, having problems now. Unbelievable. The Interloop wreck is just out of camera range. If they turn the camera up towards Reisterstown Road, might be able to see this. The Interloop wreck was above the bridge at Old Court Road and before Reisterstown Road. The outer loop can see it, so that's backing up coming south from Reisterstown Road. Further south on the outer loop, it's a broken down vehicle, right lane, outer loop after the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. So right now, total gridlock, both sides of the Beltway. And basically now it's going to be Reisterstown Road down through I-70, and the inner loop is going to be slow coming up from I-70 towards Reisterstown Road. There's a new fire call in the city. Equipment just pulled up 3800 block West Belvedere Avenue. There'll be some lane blockage there. The wreck in Catonsville had some entrapment. I think the person, though, got out of the vehicle, but they're still there. Rolling road at Valley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, cloudy this morning, and then later on this afternoon, sunshine, 62. Tomorrow, chance of rain. Again, 52. Thursday, sunny, dry. A little cooler, 46. Before things cool down for the weekend. And right now, cloudy, 50 and 749 in the Middle River. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Once again, it's time to head to the circuits to see exactly which twisted lefty is going to hop onto the Democrat clown car today. And here's a new name for us, folks. Watch as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes some additional left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps a guy named Pete Dominic. There's a podcast called Standing Up with Pete Dominic or something, and views himself as a sharp comedian of the political left. Or as a horse's rear end. It depends on your point of view.
Donald Trump hates veterans. He called them suckers and losers.
That's a lie.
He did. Yeah. You guys live on the tip top of bullshit mountain. If you actually think that so many people think that the pullout of Afghanistan was the pivot point, are you kidding me?
I mean, I can read a chart and I can read a poll. I guess you can't. But the reality is when he made that decision.
Your petty insults when he made are so weak, dude. You have no idea. Like, I don't even understand if you hear yourself talking. You can laugh all you want, but like, I can't read a chart. Like, it's just so uninteresting. Look, the reason and unconvincing.
Yeah, so thanks, Pete, for stopping in and showing us how articulate you are. And I've learned there's a whole new mountain range that includes the, I can't be saying it out loud, mountains. So thanks for filling in our education. But right now, please get back on the, I can't say the word, clown car and get out of here.
One wonders just how long CNN is going to be able to fend off the... Wow. Because MSNBC is shot. They're gone.
They're gone.
They're up for sale. Comcast is going to spin them off. I'm wondering if Elon Musk swoops in and buys them and turns them into a legitimate competition for Fox,
yeah,
and maybe Newsmax as well. Because we need a real conservative voice, not people pretending to be conservative voices or just, you know, independent as far as that goes. But you have that. And then, of course, you have CNN, which is, you know, they've been, they recently fired Alison Camerota. So she's gone now. She was a never Trumper. She used to be on Fox years ago.
Yeah, years ago.
So we'll see. We'll see if the media landscape changes at all in the coming years. And this is especially
after... Oh, it has to financially.
Well Trump said
yesterday. MSNBC and CNN, they're not making money.
Well, they don't care. It's a lost leader for them. They just...
Well, CNN's a standalone. Yeah, I mean, right. MSNBC, maybe NBC can absorb the loss, but CNN has got to actually do something.
Well, they have this deal where they're automatically in every hotel, airport. Every airport, et cetera.
Yep.
That's the only way they have yours is because they make sure it's almost like Pravda. You must run this network. So that's the way it goes. All right, the last candidate we did not hear from, this is Yara Shaikh. She's an education activist that is running for Baltimore County Executive.
We need to ensure that our students are college and career ready. Also supporting efforts to make our school budget, like our county budget, more transparent.
Yeah, good luck with that. Nobody wants to make any of the education stuff transparent. So you got no shot, Yarrick. Nice try. I applaud your effort, but ain't going to happen. The other thing that's going to kill Brosian, he's promising he is not going to raise taxes or fees.
Yeah.
So that's out.
That's out.
And so,
by the way, Marty corrects me. Barry Williams is not the cow sales. He was on the Brady Bunch.
Right.
Yeah. So
okay.
Thank you very much, Marty, for that.
But yeah, it's going to be Klausmar. We all know it's going to be Klausmar. There's a dog and pony show that the county council, and now that the county council is added in the next session, going to be adding members. You know, it's going to be very hard for even a county executive to veto. You know, a lot of this stuff because, you know, so we'll see what happens. But right now it's not looking too good for the Baltimore County. And again, I don't see a lot of them saying, by the way, I vow I will not take a single cent from developers. I haven't heard that vow from any one of them.
Or any of them saying, yes, if there's any Section 8 housing going in, it's going to be next door to me.
Did you see that yesterday Baltimore City announced they're going to spend $2 million. I think it's $2 million. Of ARPA money, okay? It was part of the rescue plan
for
after COVID. And they're going to hook up like 20 apartment buildings, low-income housing, with internet connectivity.
Okay.
In digital equity is the phrase that they are using here. And the first question that pops to mind is, that's great, they have interconnectivity, but do they have PCs? Do they have laptops? They have things, devices, and now if they do and they can afford that, how can you not afford the connectivity? I'm just curious.
Well, you know, they'll probably be able to shoplift some.
All right. 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Law Office of Michael A. Friedman, the chief counselor, is on the line with us. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, guys. First of all, it's been a great year for us, too.
And I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy New Year. Be safe. That said, I'm really aggravated about something that happened over the weekend, and you guys will get it.
Had the Ravens call. Penalties?
No. Oh, come on. This is real stuff.
Okay.
This is not that stuff. Yes, Ravens penalty. See, you got me already off track. Okay? It doesn't take much to get me off track. But anyway, client's hit by a defendant who made a left turn in front. His car is towed. His car is totaled. It's sitting in the garage. He's having trouble with the lady who hit him, insurance company. They can't find her. They don't know if she's really insured with him. Meanwhile, the car is sitting, and it's getting storage fees. So I said to the client, and this comes exactly like I always talk about, you have to have collision insurance. You know, this is why. I said, well, I guess you don't have collision insurance. He said, yeah, I do. And I called my company, who we all know, and they said, well, it's the other people's fault. Let them handle it. I got so aggravated, I said, you call them back and you tell them that I am your insured. I have paid for my collision coverage. I want you to get out there today and either get the car towed or value it and give me my money for my total. You guys can go back to the other insurance company and get your money back, which will happen. So, you know, New Year's resolution, okay? If you've got insurance, if you've paid for insurance, use your insurance. Don't feel bad about it. It's not going to go against you because they're going to get their money back in situations like this, okay? That said, big game Saturday, and I don't know. What do you think?
I think Ravens. I think
yeah.
The Steelers are banged up, and I think some of the Eagles exposed some of their weaknesses over this past weekend. So I like the Ravens in this game.
Yeah, me too.
It's about time. Yeah. It's about time.
Yeah, and you got to get the monkey off your back. Absolutely.
Got to. All right, kids. Have a great one.
All right, Michael. Thanks so much.
December 31st, we'll talk to you. Merry Christmas next week.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. It's coming up on 823. The Law Office of Michael A. Friedman, 410-363-6848. Toll free 1-800-72-7203 or online, maflaw.com for the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
823 right now, Sean. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long with our traffic person man thing, Chuck Whitaker.
The inner loop wreck before you get to Reisterstown Road made it to the shoulder, so that's going to get a little better now as you're moving north from 795 and from the bridge at Old Court Road. We can see the impact is already a little better now as well coming up from Liberty Road. The outer loop is actually slow. Get this now. It's slow from basically Park Heights Avenue all the way around to an incident down at the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, which is still there in the right lane. So the backup basically is south of Liberty Road starting there. Tail end of this backup now is back to between Park Heights Avenue and Stevenson. So that's a very long delay. Finally, that will get better as you're moving south from I-70 and eventually down towards Frederick Road. Parkville side of the Beltway, get a chance to go back over and visit there. Yeah, it's still slow, but it's just a normal delay at that point. I've really not seen anything major, but with the heavy traffic south on both 95 and 895 going into both the Harbor Tunnels, 895 is still slow. As you're moving south from Urban Avenue, traffic is actually going into both the Harbor Tunnels with the heavy traffic southbound, but at a slow pace. Of course, the fire call in the city, 3800 block West Belvedere Avenue. Fire department is there. Baltimore County with the wreck at Rolling Road and Valley Road over in the Catonsville area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel's forecast that we start off cloudy, sun later on this afternoon, high of 62. That's right, 62 right now, 49 and cloudy in Glen Burnie, 49 in Bel Air. I'm wondering if this has anything to do with the drone activity that we've been seeing over Jersey and some other areas. And just to give you an update on that, we are now hearing the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has put out a the White House, by the way, has declared the mysterious drones legally and lawfully operated. The Pentagon says they're not ours. They do not belong to the U.S. military. Meanwhile, the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission released a report confirming radioactive material lost in transit. A shipping container arrived damaged and empty in New Jersey. So we don't know what that radioactive material is or where it went. And that might be why they're looking for it. trying to detect it with drones. So, and maybe this is the CCP is looking at what's happening in the United States. And look, you allowed a CCP balloon, spy balloon, to fly all over your country, including over sensitive military sites, bases, etc., before it was shot down in the Atlantic. Remember, that thing was the size of a school bus, remember?
Yeah.
And all sorts of intel gathering stuff on it. And now they're watching all these drones fly wherever and whenever they want on the East Coast and some of the West Coast. And the Chinese military just released a hit list of U.S. naval targets it would attack in the event of a conflict with America. The Chinese People Liberation Army identified U.S. radars, sensors, and other communication equipment that it would target during a potential conflict in its latest report, according to the South China Morning Post. The Army reportedly plans to approach the strike group, including our Aegis battleship and destroyers that have the Aegis radar systems on them.
Yep.
And they're first to go. And the Chinese
blind us.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, first thing you do is take out command and control in any attack. But they're just blatantly saying, here's our target list. We're going to come in to get, you're coming to get it if and when there is an attack, and there's nothing you can do to stop us.
Yeah, well, one would hope that somebody in the Pentagon will now worry more about this than about whether it's a he, him, or a she, her.
Yeah. Yeah, because missiles do not have pronouns.
No.
All right. Just remember where you heard that first, folks.
Yeah.
All right.
Because this it will become a catchphrase. It's going to become a meme. Well, meme developers, get on that right away,
yes.
Please.
Yes, missiles do not have pronouns.
Missiles do not have pronouns.
Right.
I want memes at Bruce. I mean, I want memes right now to Bruce's brain on Facebook, and we'll post the best memes.
Yes, we will. Mitch McConnell wants war. Man, lengthy piece that was published just in the last day at foreignaffairs.com, The Price of American Retreat, Why Washington Must Reject Isolationism and Embrace Primacy. I'm not going to read this whole thing because it's a 20-page article.
Wow.
But in it, he is arguing that the Trump foreign policy is all wrong. It's a mistake. He's calling it a retreat. And that it will put us further in jeopardy and danger if we don't push forward in the world to confront all of these problems, Ukraine, Russia, Middle East, North Korea, Taiwan, if we're not out there confronting.
Well, he believes in an American empire.
Yeah.
Look, I think he's working off an old paradigm. The paradigm doesn't work. I don't think what Trump is proposing is isolationism. I think he's proposing a realistic look at the world around us, that we're going to put Americans and America first. And things like NATO, things like our European allies, they're going to have to step and do their agreed to part of the job. It's not as if we're springing something new on them. We're going to say, all right, you've agreed to this, do it, or we're out of here.
Yeah. Well, he says Trump must reject the myopic advice that he prioritized China by abandoning Ukraine. Ukraine certainly, look, Russia's already been degraded to a large extent. China is the enemy, folks. Believe it or not, CCP is, and of course, those bad actors in Iran.
Yep.
So stay tuned.
Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, that you can choose the very best when it comes to your transmission. Now, both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Free area towing, great financing available. Call Glenn Burnie Transmissions 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com, or call Jim Jennings Transmissions 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
Coming up next, Michael Peruca on the birthright, citizenship, and 14th Amendments. 8:30 time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Man hospitalized after a Monday night shooting in Northwest Baltimore. Police say that the 27-year-old was shot at the 4700 block of Gwin Oak Avenue shortly before 10 p.m. The victim, his injury is not life-threatening. No word on a suspect or motive. City police investigating a deadly double shooting in Southwest Baltimore. Officers called to the 1200 block of West Baltimore Street at about 6 o'clock last night. They found a 44-year-old man and a 45-year-old man, both of whom had gunshot wounds. Both victims taken to a hospital. The 44-year-old man unfortunately died of his injuries. Governor Wes Moore has announced that Jill Carter is now going to be on the Maryland State Board of Contract Appeals that reviews disputes between the state, its contractors, and vendors. Members who are appointed to this independent agency serve 1 5-year term. Mayor Brandon Scott and other city leaders have filed a motion with the U.S. Department of Justice requesting that the city be found in full compliance with the three additional sections of the Baltimore Police Department consent decree. The sections deal with the First Amendment, Baltimore City School Police, and the Community Oversight Task Force. Mayor says constitutional policing and public safety are not mutually exclusive, and the city is proud of the BPD's transformation while achieving what he calls historic reductions in violent crime. Arundel County Police looking for the suspect who robbed an Amazon delivery driver in Pasadena. Victim told police that she was delivering packages in the 7700 block of Moonfall Court on Sunday afternoon. Two men dressed in dark clothing approached and assaulted her. The driver says that during the struggle, she felt something that she believed was a gun. Suspects stole several packages and took off in a vehicle. Police searched the area, unable to find the suspects. It's 8:32 on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Pick 3, lottery number 262. Your pick 4, 0187. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Yeah, it's Chuck Whitaker.
This incident on the outer loop of the Beltway south of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road still there, and it's attracting attention on the right side of the roadway. The backup starts there, goes all the way back to between Park Heights and Stevenson. That's on the Beltway. And from there, it doesn't get better till we clear this area moving south eventually from I-70 and down through Frederick Road. 795, I just looked at that, backed up all the way back through the bridge at McDonough Road. So it's pretty much gridlock right through there. The rest of the Beltway now is kind of settled down. We're looking at the normal delays, but this northwest corner is not going away anytime soon. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We have a break in the rain today. We'll turn out sunny and warm later today, 62 the high. More rain tomorrow, mainly in the afternoon, 52 tomorrow. Thursday's dry, getting cooler, 46 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rock your holidays with Conrad's. Choose from crowd-pleasing party platters, crab feasts, bowl and oyster menus, or box lunches with choice of tacos or sandwich and sides. Conrad's Seafood Markets, Parkville, Bel Air, or conradscrabs.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. And what a payoff Mark Andrews and Lamar Jackson have given the Ravens over time. The quarterback tight end connection, 8 touchdowns this season, including the 48th of Andrews' career, which is an all-time Ravens record. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin on the connection.
Last time we played him, I think Mark Andrews was just getting his footing after having returned. Man, you see the relationship there, the depths of those waters and that relationship, particularly in the red area, in weighty moments. But he's doing a good job of spreading the ball around to a lot.
And we're talking about Lamar Jackson spreading the ball around, but here's Lamar on Mark Andrews.
Man, that's a guy right there, like one of the GOATs that just played football ever, I believe, you know, just entering the league together. And from then to now, it's like each and every year we're just trying to get better.
The interesting note here, and Tomlin alluded to it, when Andrews was playing against Pittsburgh last time, he was held to just 3 catches for 22 yards. Again, just still getting his footing after a tough start to the season. NFL last night, Sam Darnold's dream season continues. The Vikings' 12th win in 14 games. They did it over the Bears. 30-12 was the final. Falcons turned back the Raiders 15-9. O's making news, signing veteran Japanese pitcher Tomoyuki Sugana. 1 year, $13 million. 35 years of age, 136 career wins. Meanwhile, just added outfielder Tyler O'Neill zooming with the media yesterday and talking about the fact that he hopes to stay healthy this year. He had a rough 22-23, missing over 100 games combined in the two seasons. Caps beaten last night in Dallas, 3-1 the final. Dylan Strome, the lone Caps goal. They're back in action tonight in Chicago against the Blackhawks. And finally, yesterday was the 51st anniversary of a record that most thought would never be broken, but who knew the NFL would move to 16 and now 17 games. We're talking about what happened on December 16th, 1973. Bills at the Jets, Orenthal James Simpson rushing for over 2,000 yards in that season. Subsequently broken the record many times. Jim Brown was the record holder until O.J. Simpson with 1,863 yards in 1963. And since you guys have a guest,
yeah,
that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Joining us on our Newsmaker Hotline from the Institute on the Constitution, Michael Peruca. Good morning. Welcome back, Michael.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's great to be with you. Thank you.
So we're talking about the 14th Amendment because President-elect Trump said he is going to end the birthright citizenship. Some are suggesting it could be done by executive orders. Others saying, you know, you got to amend the Constitution. Others are saying it can be done by an act of Congress. What is your take on the 14th Amendment and this birthright citizenship debate?
Well, let me just do just a word of history about this so we can kind of sneak up on that answer. You know, prior to the 14th Amendment, which was adopted in July of was ratified in July of 1868, so it's a couple years after the war.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that time, what made you a citizen of the United States was the fact that you were a citizen of one of the United States, and by virtue of being a citizen of one of the United States, you were a citizen of the United States. In other words, there was not a separate category of United States citizens. And that's what the 14th Amendment created. It created a new category of citizenship. And the legislative history of that is clear that the reason that that was done was to accommodate former slaves. So the wording is that all persons who are born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Those six words are very important, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Because what they were trying to do was to create a category of citizenship because former slaves were not citizens of the states where they resided. And so they needed another pathway to be declared a U.S. citizen. And of course then, once that was done, the following language is section one of the 14th Amendment goes on to state that their privileges and immunities can't be denigrated by the states in any way, and that they would have equal protection of the law. So in other words, it was creating this class of citizenship and at the same time trying to ensure that the states wouldn't be able to mess with it, wouldn't be able to eliminate it or subtract from it in any way. So that's why. But subject to the jurisdiction thereof means that if in fact you're born here, but let's say you're born, you're the child of a diplomat or an ambassador or whatever, and you're born in the United States, that doesn't make you a United States citizen because you are not, you were subject to the jurisdiction of your parents, which were, let's just say, when they were French citizens or wherever you were from. And so that, the birthright, the fact that you were born here would is not as important as who your daddy is.
Michael, I've gone back, I've gone back and read some of the conversations that were held on the floor in the Senate. And Senator Lyman Trumbull, who was a key figure in passing this, he said that quote of yours that you keep mentioning, subject to the jurisdiction thereof, meant that you don't owe any allegiance to any other country. And you had case after case, including the Slaughterhouse case of 1872 and U.S. v. Wong Kim Ark in 1898, that established that to be a citizen of this country, you had to be born here of legal residence. And that's the broadest interpretation that came forward. And that somehow has been perverted into meaning if somebody sneezes across the border from Mexico, goes to a hospital, has a baby here, then goes back to Tijuana, that their child is an American citizen. And that was not the intent of the 14th. Am I wrong?
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think that's, you said it better than I did. So it's really... You use the word allegiance. It really is a question of allegiance. That's what they were concerned about. It was, you know, who do you owe allegiance to? And if you were, for example, the child of an ambassador, your allegiance is to wherever you're from. So you wouldn't be the fact that you were born in the United States doesn't make you a United States citizen in that, you know, in that situation.
Yeah. Let me follow on real briefly. In 1924, Native Americans became citizens of the U.S. They were not citizens of the U.S. prior to that because they owed their allegiance to the individual tribe in the territories, the tribal territories, inside the 48. So it wasn't until 1924 that they became citizens, and again, because they had a prior allegiance to whichever tribe happened to control the res where they happened to be.
That's correct. Again, if you follow the logic of it, actually is logical that it depends on where your allegiance is. They did not want any contra foreign allegiance to something, some other country.
Yeah, we have less than a minute, Michael. I just want to ask, so what do you think happens next? Will Trump try to do something by executive order? Does Congress need to define subject to the jurisdiction thereof, or does this head eventually to the Supreme Court?
Well, it would be a shame if it went to the court, because it might be because I think the legislative history is pretty clear. But who knows? I mean, there's so many different allegiances and then political angles that are played over.
All right. Again, Michael Peruca, thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you so much,
man. Institute of the Constitution, theamericanview.com, and we'll talk to you in the near future.
Thank you, Michael.
God bless you.
Always appreciate your
expertise. Merry Christmas.
8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so that broken down vehicle or whatever it was, it may have been a minor wreck on the outer loop at the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, is finally gone. So good news there. We're just now really starting to recover, and the traffic is moving south from Windsor Mill Road through I-70 down to Route 40. The tail end of the backup, though, is still back into Pikesville and including the backup on 795. So barring any new problems, maybe 25 minutes or half an hour for all of that to get itself moving once again. Rest of the Beltway starting to improve. Have not really seen any problems reported on the JFX at last check with the traffic coming south through the area of the city-county line. Yeah, it looks fine looking at it live here. We still have the heavy traffic moving south, and you'll have some delays on the approaches to both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, by the way, Marty emails in, can it be confirmed that these drones are actually future head of the Charles Whitaker Traffic Network for testing drones that don't look just at the plaza?
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
Plaza, tunnel.
Yeah. You know? It's good. Thanks for doing that, Chuck. We all appreciate it.
Yeah. It's going to take the place of all the cameras. I'm going to watch traffic from overhead.
Yeah, but who's watching the drone traffic? That's the big question.
Yeah.
Both of you guys are really a drone, so I really don't know.
We just get on our drone for 3 hours.
Wearing my ass out is all I can tell you. I'm glad it's almost 9 o'clock.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We'll see you in a couple.
Yeah, thank you. You started, and I'm just following up.
I know Bruce started it.
I didn't know. Then tell him. Don't tell me.
I'm right here, dude. I'm in the room.
Weather channel says cloudy start, sunshine this afternoon, 62, chance of some rain tonight. Tomorrow gets a little bit cooler. Right now it's cloudy, 51 in Glen Burnie, and it is also 50 in Ellicott City. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
So, interestingly enough, there is a company going around, and they're visiting folks in other companies, and they're asking them, you know, who they would most like to get a hug from. And it's usually a family member or a friend or somebody they haven't seen in ages, and lo and behold, they have that person somehow. I guess they fill out a form or something, and or a questionnaire, and that person's waiting behind the door to give them the hug that they have been wanting.
I just wish I could really just squeeze her right now. Got you.
Like, if he was here right now, it would mean the world to me. This is very cute. I cannot believe this.
Oh, thanks for coming. I love you so much. Oh my gosh!
Kind of reminds me of the troops coming home and the surprise in the classroom or whatever. Same kind of concept, but this time it is just family or friends they haven't seen in a long, long time, and that's a feel good moment.
That really is.
Not a feel good moment is, remember the Hunter laptop? I would think was probably the most important political story of the 2020 election. Yep. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and the burying of that by the Swamp Media. Yeah.
I think the most important political story of the 2024 election cycle is Joe Biden's cognitive decline, his mental condition. And
yeah, because it reshaped the entire campaign.
It did. Reshaped the campaign, questioned his leadership on the world stage, here at home, who's really calling the shots, and so much so the only time the Democrats sought to replace him, and eventually did, is that when poll numbers show he was losing by a landslide to Trump, so they had to get rid of him. So this was a huge story, and yet everybody knew. Everybody knew, including inside the White House, that Joe Biden was losing his marbles, okay? One such person is a guy by the name of Henry Appel. He works at the White House National Security Council, and recently one of James O'Keefe's citizen journalists caught him undercover discussing Joe Biden, and listen very carefully to what he says about Biden.
Well, here's the thing. Joe Biden is like, yeah, he like can't just say his, he's like really like progressed in his old age. Everybody recognizes. I can't believe it wasn't a bigger scandal. Like, he'll be dead in a year.
Joe Biden is like dead. He can't even say a sentence. He is. This is really. He can't believe it wasn't a bigger scandal. And of course, he'll be dead in a year. That's national. That's not some White House cook or staff. That's a White House National Security Council advisor, Henry Appel. And Appel further described situations he encountered while working at the White House and as advisor in the Intelligence Programs Directorate at the NSC. And listen to what he said about Biden was overseas. His national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, was with him. And Biden calls to the White House asking to speak to Jake.
My boss was on an international trip with him, like Europe or something. The phone rang in the office, and I was like, "Call this president, Henry." He was like, "It's safe there." He's like, "No, he's traveling with you. He's on the same trip as you are."
Wow, he's on the same flight. And got called.
And then he called back again, like 5 minutes later, asking where Jake Sullivan was. And he was told that he's traveling with you. He should be in your entourage. And to call his number, I guess his cell phone or whatever. And Biden once again called the White House. Folks, it is. This is a huge story, and this is to go on. You cannot trust the American corporate media. They're filled with propagandists, cheerleaders, advocates. They cover up for the Democrats and for Biden. This man did not have the faculties to run the country.
Right,
and now we're finding out there's proof of this, and everybody knew it, but they covered it up anyway, and they put us at great risk. And thank God in 34 days it's coming to an end.
Yeah.
It's 8:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030. 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. There is a lot to consider when you are planning out your retirement income. Things like knowing how to maximize your retirement income while also minimizing your taxes in retirement and getting a safe income that's going to last as long as you last. Now, if you'd like to be sure that your accounts are up to date, you should visit my friend Rod Barrowy and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call Rod now, 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120 on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Jingle bells, jingle, jingle, jingle all the way.
Interesting text in, by the way, saying with the background you just gave, Sean, was Biden competent even to issue pardons?
Now, that's a great question.
Yeah.
That is a great question. But you could also, every bill he signed, was he competent to sign those bills? Did he know what he was signing? I mean, there's so much to this that to unpack. It really is. Thank God, that we had this election and it went this way. And this is because it, for the good of the country, what they've done here, the Biden crime family, Pelosi, Schumer, Shifty Schiff, Hakeem Jeffries, they all ought to be run out of town.
8:53 right now. Chuck Whitaker can tell them the fastest way to get there, too. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
Well, it wouldn't be the West Side Beltway, at least right now. The outer loop is still slow. There was another incident, believe it or not. Somebody else stopped on the outer loop right after Windsor Mill Road, just there temporarily. And I think they're down a little bit closer towards Security Boulevard because all this heavy traffic at Security Boulevard and south of there still not quite filled in. So we're still backed up. We're still slow, but we're making some progress. The inner loop is still busy as you're heading up on the inner loop towards Park Heights Avenue and eventually over towards Greenspring. The tail end of that backup, by the way, from the west side is still back towards Stevenson. So this is going to be one of these deals, probably 9:30 or so before we're totally clear. If anything else doesn't happen in that area, then we should be okay. But always a chance that it's going to be there. And then, of course, that big construction area is over on the west side. City Fire and City Police just rolled up on a wreck northwest side, 5800 block of Wabash Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says cloudy to start, sunshine this afternoon, 62, cloudy and 51 right now in Columbia. It is 50 in the city, and Kim Klasick live is back again after the 9 o'clock news, and Kim is loaded for bear, as they say.
Yeah.
Good morning, Kim.
Thank you. Good morning, guys. Of course, we're going to talk about the latest in the school shooting in Wisconsin. Another sad situation, but you don't usually see a female carrying out some of these acts, so we're going to talk about that, and even the fact that she's only 15 years old. old and then took her own life. Mm-hmm. You know, mental health obviously is a problem in this country. And, of course, the Democrats are pointing to gun control once again. We're going to discuss that. Also, Baltimore City Youth Fund, somebody with the project has come forward. They're defending their mismanagement of the use of funds. It's like they're doubling down on this, and they're saying, no, we had to spend all this money to send everybody on these trips to do yoga, hot yoga, whatever were doing, because,
what
you
the heck is hot yoga?
I know, right? Because it's so...
Where you sweat. They get the room really
sweat,
warm.
Yeah, oh, okay. While you're doing yoga, yeah. Which I thought you would sweat anyways.
Well, I think it's better than goat yoga.
What's goat yoga?
Goat yoga apparently is yoga where they have the miniature goats walk on you while you're doing... Honest to God.
Get out of here.
No, I'm not. No, that's
this is a fake news story.
No, it is not. It is not.
You know,
not.
Jim, I'm a little worried that Bruce would know this.
No, I have a wife who goes to yoga classes.
She goes to goat yoga?
She does not go to goat yoga. Okay. That's not offered at Coppermine. No, but no, there's a thing, apparently. Like you go to yoga, and little goats walk on you while you're doing... I have no idea why this is a good thing, but it's a thing.
Okay.
All right, well, they're defending this, saying that it's a little bit of on-the-job training and it needs to happen. But
sure. Having goats walk on you is just the same as having citizens walk on you.
Baltimore City government needs a financial enema.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. And this is taxpayer dollars, yet people continue to vote for this.
Yeah.
Also, the CNBC poll, 73% of Americans believe that the military should be deployed to the southern border. That's my big question of the day. Do people agree? You know, I wonder what we're going to do in this situation. Obviously, we're down border patrol agents. We're down police all over the country. If we're going to really, you know, attack this southern border problem, we're probably going to have more help coming in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we have to finish the wall.
Yeah.
And we've got to stop first off, we've got to stop the bleeding, and that's at the border. So they're going to need help. And that's why the National Guard or, you know, the Texas National Guard and others are going to have to be called up.
Right. So we'll talk about all that more.
Sounds good. Yeah. We're going to stay tuned. The Kim Klesick Live, we invite you to do the same right here on WCBN.
Let's go off and do some yogurt, some goat yogurt. By the way, apparently those individuals in the Baltimore City government who have like those big bushy plants in their offices, their response to what you just said is, look, with fronds like this, who needs an enema?
Well, I think you've actually used that on the air before. You're getting as bad as Chuck recycling your old puns.
I just thought about that just now while you're doing that. Well, there's an argument inside the GOP, Sean, as to whether there should be one reconciliation bill, in other words, one bill coming from both houses and that they've reconciled the differences, or two. Newt Gingrich says, get after that. You've got to get things going right now.
They need to have the Senate commitment to pass the tax bill by May 31st, to go to conference in June, and to sign the bill by July 4th. Reagan talked into having his tax cuts arrive late. We lost 26 seats in 1982. Similarly, President Trump was talked into taking up a bunch of other stuff, didn't get his tax bill until late. They lost 40 seats in 2018.
Yeah, those are pretty compelling numbers.
Well, the debate right now is they want the first bill, reconciliation bill, to address the border. And then extending the Trump tax cuts would come later in the year. And others saying, no, you got to do the tax cuts first. And then I'm not quite sure what the answer is why they. But Thune and Johnson and Trump all met over the weekend to discuss this very thing. So we'll have to see what comes.
Well, what Newt says, by the way, is you have to. He's already thinking ahead. You have to keep the House in 26. And unless you move on that tax bill now, you really limit your chances. 26 seats, 40 seats in the previous administrations.
Yeah. He's 100%. Right. 100% on that. Rescue Natural Supplements Deck the Hall holiday sale is here all the way through the end of this month. You can save up to 78% on your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements or nutraceuticals, as we call them. All natural, no side effects to help repair your health, maintain your health, to reduce cholesterol and your triglycerides, to help regulate your blood pressure, heart-healthy vitamins, helping you to lose weight, helping you to fall asleep, stay asleep, any number of health concerns that you might have, you'll find at res-q.com, where prices have already been slashed and marked down significantly, some up to 78%. So go online and shop there, res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Or you can call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483 for the Rescue Natural Supplements Deck the Halls holiday sale. That's going to do it for us. Bill O'Reilly is with us tomorrow morning on the show. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. here on CBM. And until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you in the morning.
CBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.